Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keel's Baseball Today. In Detroit, seventh inning, the Tigers lead the Cleveland Guardians 2-0. Cleveland started the day 4 back in the AL Central, 1 back in the wild card. Meanwhile, sixth inning in Chicago, the Cincinnati Reds, an 8-5 lead over the White Sox. Tyler Stevenson, Sal Stewart, and Eugenio Suarez have homered for the Reds. Columbus Clippers at home with Omaha tonight at Huntington Park. Golf opening round of the FedEx St. Jude Championship in Memphis. Michael Thorbjornsson, Jordan Spieth, and Kurt Kitayama all share the lead at 5-under par, one stroke ahead of the rest of the field. NFL preseason. In tonight, first batch of games outside of the Hall of Fame game, and among them, the Cincinnati Bengals at home entertaining the Detroit Lions. This update brought to you by Roosters, who's giving away 12 Ultimate Buckeye Experiences, tickets, sideline passes, and trips to a Buckeye first-round postseason game. Register today at roosterswings.com. Breaking sports news, when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear holes.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
Paul, good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Thursday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, Common Man. Look who it is over there.
Who's that over there?
Is
that Bill Shakespeare? How you doing, Ted?
I'm doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Today is Too Hot Thursday.
Too hot!
Teddy dazzles us with audio today. How was your day off yesterday? What'd you do?
Watched a little Reacher yesterday.
Jack Reacher?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, his
new season's out. We watched the trailer together last week. So did you watch all three of the first episodes or did you just go one?
They dropped three of them
yesterday.
So I watched all three of them.
Man, you got no
patience?
Resistance. Yeah, no patience.
If I have to start it, then I just have to go right through it.
You just got to finish.
What's that sound?
All the way.
Guys got to finish, you know.
Man's got to finish. When Teddy starts, he can't stop.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Glad you're back, Teddy. Thursday. Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg at 3:30. I saw that Zach Werenski was talking today.
Yeah.
Over at Blue Jackets stuff. Blue Jackets, what is it? It's not camp. What the hell
is
it?
It's not camp. Camp doesn't start till next
week. Whatever the hell. He's over there. He's talking and, you know, says this is the place he wants to be, wants to win here. Perhaps we can get some audio coming up later on in the show. Doesn't necessarily sound inspired when he talks, but then again,
what do you expect at this point?
I have to remind myself, he's a hockey player. They are some of the nicest guys in the world. They're also, by and large, dry as popcorn farts. And so you're not going to get a lot of pizzazz from him.
Well, if we didn't get any pizzazz in the summertime when we assumed that he wanted out and, you know, when the Jackets did actually construct a trade to send him
out
of here.
That's the thing, is that this whole nothing to see notion that's out there. No, there is something to see. There was something to see. Now, maybe this got overblown because Zach's agent was a little bit more forthcoming than he should have been with the Blue Jackets. Who the hell knows? I don't know. Here's what I do know. Zach Werenski's here. They're thinking about putting the C on his chest, which I would not do unless you had a long-term commitment from him. He's saying all the right things that he wants to be here, wants to win here, feels comfortable here. But ultimately, you're not going to know how he feels for sure until next summer, when he has an opportunity to sign on the dotted line.
Yeah, this is like basically when you're going to hire somebody to take over whatever department that you have at work that's suffering. And you think you got a crack guy that you found, but he's from outside the market. He's from somewhere else, but he's got this plan. He's got this brilliant plan. You're like, well, tell us about that plan. I'm not getting out of here. I'm not going to show you my gun. You want the plan? You got to hire me. He's not going to sign long term unless this season is awesome. So part of it comes down to Z's got to be awesome for himself, because if he's not great, then this team has no chance of being great. But he's got to have some other of those counterparts on this team. Some of these other key complementary components, they got to be up there too. Fantilli has to take a big step. I mean, he actually, like you said, he said, I would have no issues committing long term to the Jackets. That's not the same as you're ready to commit long term to the Jackets.
Right.
You know what? I understand that.
I understand.
Let's just call it what it is. You are wishy-washy right now. You are not yet comfortable with this being the place you want to be for the rest of your career. You're just
because
not.
I understand it doesn't mean I have to like it.
No, you don't have to like it. I don't. What do we like? Do we like anything?
I'll tell you what I like.
What do we like?
I went out to the Garden this morning.
I was just talking about the Jackets related.
We're going
to the Harvest now.
I went out to the Garden this morning. I am drowning in peppers.
Yeah,
I don't know what to do. I brought in like 10 pounds of peppers today. As a matter of fact, we have our last listener gathering, 6 o'clock after the show. We got 5 listeners. They can each bring a guest. They're coming to the radio station.
So 10 people.
We got pizza. We got cookies. We got pop. We're going to tell stories and have fun. I'm going to send everybody home with peppers. They're going to go to an event, and they're going to go home with produce from the common man.
Would you like it a pepper?
Yes. I got banana peppers. I got jalapeno peppers. I got serrano peppers. I got Thai chili peppers. I got them all, baby.
Why, thank you,
except
pepper boy.
Except my habaneros and ghost peppers aren't ready yet. But I can't get rid of these peppers. When I get off of 670, there is there's a panhandler who stands out there.
You're going to give him peppers.
Well, I don't carry cash with me, but I almost wanted to roll down my window and say, I don't have any cash, but would you like some peppers?
What do you do? If that were you, and you were the panhandler, you were down on your luck, and you were doing whatever you were doing out there for whatever the reasons, how would you play that
if
some kind gentleman or woman said, I don't have any cash, what I do have is a very particular set of peppers? And peppers that could be very dangerous depending on, you know, your sensitivity to them. But would you like these peppers? You can eat them right out of the bag and enjoy yourself. You stick them up your butt. You can do whatever you want.
Can you smoke them?
Sure.
I don't know if you're going to get a contact high from them, but
can you imagine snorting a Thai chili pepper seed?
Ooh, baby.
Oh, man.
Maybe that puts them on the straight and narrow. Maybe you snort that.
Zap you right back
to
reality.
It's like doing mushrooms. You just see the hand of Jesus.
It's like scared straight.
Yeah. Then you're back.
So you take the peppers.
Like, I'm a trained accountant. What am I doing out here?
Even if you didn't want the peppers, even if you've never tasted a pepper, even if you hate peppers more than anything, you would say, oh, thank you so much, sir.
I was thinking about this too. How close are we? Because I never carry cash anymore. But how close are we to the homeless when they're panhandling, having a little tablet where you can just tap the credit card for them? You know, it's like, I don't have any cash, but here you go. Boop. And then they hand you the tablet and they say, can you answer a question for me?
No.
How would you rate your bum experience today?
I thought it was going to be a 20%, 40%.
No, that's what it is.
60% tip.
Absolutely. How would you rate your bum experience today? 20% good? 30% good? Please add some gratuity.
Where's the option for custom tip here? You don't like your service? Just hit the 20% then. If that's all you're able to give, I totally understand that.
Thank you for coming. See you tomorrow.
Will they have like a little laminated card with the QR code on it too?
Sure.
Scan here. Bums are us.
I got a bums rewards card. I earn points for every dollar I give a bum.
How's our Golden Pipes guy doing? Did he fall back on hard times again?
Ted Williams?
Williams.
I don't think he's doing well.
He's not doing well, huh?
I don't think so.
I feel like that was like a year ago or so, wasn't it? Where
we found out
he popped back up It was no bueno. Somebody spotted him. Is he here in Columbus or up in Northern Ohio?
You know, it's been a while since I've checked my Ted Williams GPS tracker up his butt.
Well, you know what? You might want to show some real life concern for him, you know?
All right.
It'd be nice of you.
The Browns say Deshaun Watson will start against the Bears on Saturday. Shador is going to get week 2. And the Bengals open up against the Lions tonight. Burrow and Chase are expected to play at least a little.
Bengal time. I know Jack's getting excited for another Cincinnati Bengals season. We We briefly this morning, while we were sitting on the couch, started walking down that schedule game, because I don't know if you remember this, but how many games do you think the Bengals are favored in? Right now, without like lines moving once the season gets going, how many of their 17 games do you think they're favored to win?
12.
15.
All right.
Since he's favored to win 15 games. But yet, I look at the first like wave of their schedule, which everyone knows this is what Cincinnati has really struggled at, right? Funny thing was, last year, they started 2-0, but Joe got hurt in that second game. Then it all went to crap.
Right.
They have Tampa Bay, so Baker is primed to like bet on himself, right? And he needs a big year, and he might get one. That's a tough first game.
Where is that game?
It's at home, but okay. Tampa Bay coming in. Then you go on the road to maybe the best defense in the entire NFL, to the Texans. And they're actually not favored in that one. Houston is favored in that game. And then you go on the road to the Steelers in a big divisional game to start that off. That's their first three games. So they got to be careful.
If it makes you feel any better, I mean, Zach Taylor has such a fantastic early season record.
Exactly.
You know, you have faith that he's going to be able to figure it out.
So if you go 1-2, or if you want to mess around and go 0-3 again and drop that game at home.
No, you can't.
You can't.
No.
You can't be messing around. You got to be locked in. So I understand how they want to get their feet wet and take great importance with these preseason games.
Where do Browns and Bengals fans rank on the list of the most optimistic or pessimistic fan bases? I'm going to tell you coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slowdown due to an accident that's on Summit Street south of 19th Avenue. And expect another holdup due to a crash on the shoulder of westbound 33 at Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Witt's Frozen Custard. Columbus, you know it's hot when it's Witt's time. Made fresh daily, their rich, creamy frozen custard is crafted every day for the freshest flavor possible. Cool off, grab your favorite, and get to Witt's Frozen Custard today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Your favorite fan shows are available as a podcast. What a concept. And don't miss exclusive podcast content like Austin and Burn. Listen on your schedule from anywhere in the world. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We'll see a partly cloudy sky for the rest of the day. Watching for a chance of showers and a few thunderstorms to arrive toward the evening hours out of the west. Otherwise, it'll be a humid afternoon with highs in the mid-80s. Chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight could be a localized downpour with lows around 70. For the day tomorrow, chance of showers and storms mainly in the morning, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy and 82. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
This show features two Nicoles. One gives you useful traffic information. The other one yells, "What up, bitches?"
Who's ready to party?
Here's Man and Timmy.
Hey, pop on YouTube. You can watch us live if you want. YouTube, search 971 The Fan. Click on the live stream. I just clicked on it myself to see what was going on in the chat.
You said that like some people might not want to do that. Like,
well,
they wouldn't want to look at us.
Who wants to really look at us?
I always wanted to know what my radio guys looked like.
And then you were disappointed every single time you saw.
Yes, I was happy to find out that they were ugly.
You were?
No, maybe not.
All right. Buckethead 44 said, "Just got my girlfriend's engagement ring from Worthington Jewelers. Thanks, Common Man."
Really?
I'm glad to hear that.
That is nice.
I'm glad to hear that. And I'm excited to know how you pop the question, because it's going to be better than what I did.
Oh, that's not a high bar.
Make my wife think that I didn't want to marry her, and she cried and cried until I finally asked the question.
Yeah. And then I basically wrote like blood on our guest bathroom mirror, not realizing that was going to look like a bloody murder scene. Like it was Red Rum or some horror film.
Marry me.
Look, and it even said something like, "Look behind you. I remembered what I wanted to do. Stab you 10,000 times.
I saw this today. So casino.ca surveyed 5,000 fans across all 32 fan bases to determine the most optimistic fans for the upcoming season and the most pessimistic fans for the upcoming season. You want to start with the optimism or the pessimism? Where do you want to start?
Let's get the bad out of the way.
All right,
let's go bad. We're doing NFL here?
Yes, the least optimistic fans The New York Jets come in at number 32. Are you surprised? I'm not.
No, I don't think that Jets fans are ever going to climb out of that cellar until proven otherwise.
Number 31, the Browns.
Brownies.
And again, not surprised one bit. What, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if the Browns were last on this list.
Or first.
Which they're not. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if they were first.
But like top 10
but
or
top
something.
Top half of the league, just because there are so many people out there. And I guess it's their defense mechanism. They have to. Either that or they just drop dead and drink the bleach. You know, where they're optimistic no matter what. But 31 out of 32 teams, that's where the Browns sit. Then you have the Titans at 30.
I was actually going to say I'm glad to see that for the Browns. And maybe even though they try to write things on social media that are positive.
Those are just Russian bots.
They might even say that, but if they're going to actually be asked the question, all right, now push comes to shove. Do you think you're going to do anything this year? You're like, no. So good. We know the truth.
Titans at 30. Then tied for 28th, you have Dolphins fans and Colts fans. Now, remember, the Colts started 8-2 last season.
Oh, man.
And then?
Yeah.
Not.
Well, they lost Daniel Jones, right? Wasn't he hot? And then he got hurt?
Yes, that is
correct.
And then
about the same thing went for Tampa Bay, where Baker was, they were chanting MVP for him.
He just
middle
got
of the season. He was banged up, too. He was beaten up
he
pretty
was
bad.
He was having an injury. Yeah, the Colts, if you remember,
bad.
They had to bring back our guy, Phillip Rivers.
That's right.
I actually forgot all about that.
Yeah! I'm back, baby! My wife's pregnant again!
How many kids now? Do they have 11? They have 11 children?
Isn't his oldest, his name Gunner?
He's a prospect, right?
Or is name he? That is.
Yeah. Well, Gunner.
Gunner.
What about Wrangler for a name?
Wrangler Rivers?
Yeah. Or River.
River Rivers?
Yeah.
River Rivers.
Like River Phoenix.
Yes.
Raiders fans are number 27 on this list. Of course, they have Fernando Mendoza. What does that mean? I don't know. They also traded away... Is it Max Crosby in the offseason? Only to see him
come back. They traded him to the Ravens.
They tried.
They failed.
He's all screwed up on the x-rays. We can't take this guy. You take him back. Okay. Cardinals fans come in at number 26. Then there's Saints, Giants, Steelers at number 23, Falcons, Vikings, and the Bengals come in at number 20. We were talking about how the Bengals, as it sits right now, are favored in 15 of their 17 games.
I also like to see that you're not just willing to just say, oh, all good.
No. I understand
that. We're going to be great. We're favored in 15 games. But the crap that we've seen and knowing who our coach is and knowing that Joe Burrow can go down at any point in time.
They're still bottom half of the league when it comes to optimism from the fan base, which I totally understand. Texans at 19. This is going to be a big year for the Texans. You talked about them having the best defense in the league, and they may, again.
Yeah.
But it's also a big show-me year for C.J. Stroud.
He's unsigned, right, Mike?
He didn't sign him to a long-term deal. No.
And is he even signed for his fifth-year option yet?
I believe so. I think that they picked up the fifth-year option. They had to do that already.
You'd be well-to-do for that, but as far as giving him, you know, the next wave of, you know, Joe Burrow type of money, no, not yet.
Cowboys fans come in at number 18. Teddy, what's your optimism level for the Cowboys this year?
Super Bowl, right, Teddy? You believe?
I have Super Bowl expectations for this team. I do. Now, they'll probably go out and lose, like, you know, 10 games.
But hold on. Do you actually have Super Bowl expectations?
I do, yes. Yeah, okay. I think this, if they don't get it done... You know, I'm not saying that it's Super Bowl or bust. You know, they need to make the playoffs, hopefully win a playoff game, but I think they have a chance.
He thinks Equalizer is the best movie ever made, Mike.
It is really good.
I agree. Who doesn't love it?
Man, who cares about that Rosebud and Citizen Kane?
You got to know
Equalizer.
Like, you got to know what it is. Like, it's just empty calories right here. The Cowboys, they're going to disappoint you. All right, you know that.
Yeah, they probably will.
Why are you? Why?
Maybe it's because it's August.
Do you think I haven't even heard him say the Commanders yet? Do you think I have any high hopes at all?
Well, apparently
for
the
what
fan base
do?
Does though.
No, I don't. Jaden Daniels. The more I watch from him on the Netflix show, I I am pessimistic that that man could even last in the NFL.
We'll get there. Carolina Panthers coming at number 17. Remember, they won the division last year. They won the NFC South last year. And a lot of people think that this is going to be another big year for Bryce Young to show development. I know that they won games last year, and Bryce Young proved himself not to be awful. But I still don't think Bryce Young is any good. You know, call me stupid, but I think we're going to have another regression year from Bryce Young this year, and I think the Panthers are playing in a bad division, and that's the only way that they have hope. Speaking of bad division, Tampa Bay Buccaneers coming at number 16, and I'm surprised that their fan base is not a little bit more pessimistic, because Baker seems to hate them now, and you don't know what Baker Mayfield you're going to get. Mike Evans is gone. This is not a better team from a talent standpoint that you had last year. You're banking on Baker going out and being MVP Baker again to keep you in the conversation.
So I had to actually stare at it for a second to see
your ween.
Yeah,
it's still there. Don't worry.
Well, I mean, I'm just every now and then you look at it to see how it's hanging, and you're just so disappointed, right?
Stare at it.
It's like, this is not what I thought it was going to be.
This is not the ween I ordered.
This is not it. But he is averaging over 4,000 passing yards per season and over 30 touchdown passes per season in his 3 years with Tampa Bay. And not all three of those entire seasons has he been fully healthy, but he has logged all 17 games in all those years. So he has played through some of that stuff. He's not the biggest guy in the world, but he's not like lanky and brittle like when we get to Jaden Daniels, who I'm talking about. So he can manage some of those hits week to week. And I think when he's pissed off, he's going to have a big season. If he can stay a little bit healthier, he could have a big year for them.
Your Commanders come in at number 15, Timmy. So top half of the league when it comes to optimism.
Yeah, right down the middle.
It was a regression year last year for Jaden Daniels, and he was hurt. And the team wasn't very good.
Ugly injuries. Really ugly injuries.
The year before, I mean, they went to the NFC Championship game, so.
Yes, they
did. Let them live, baby.
It's not about, though, this is what I'm worried about. This is why I'm pessimistic. High-end Jaden Daniels, like you saw in his rookie year, can be awesome. Yes, they got the bleep kicked out of them in the NFC Championship game, though, against the Eagles. So if we're talking about, what are we doing? Yeah, that was an amazing step for year one, sure, to get to the NFC title game. But they're trying to get past that. They've been trying ever since I've been a small kid to go back to the Super Bowl. And I really don't know if he's going to be able to sustain like 10 years in the NFL, how thin he is.
All right, let's run through the rest of these because we got to talk to Rittenberg. Jags at 14. Remember, they were 13-4 last year. They were bouncing the first round. There was still 13-4. Then you got Lions at 13, Packers 12, Ravens 11, my Chicago Bears come in at 10. More on them later. Tied for 8th, Patriots and Chargers. Then it's 49er fans, Bills fans at 6, Bronco fans think that last year was just another sign of things to come. They're at number 5. Eagles fans are confident at number 4. Seahawks fans and Rams fans are tied for 2nd. On this list. And number 1, coming off major injury, perhaps the tight end has seen better days, but it doesn't matter.
Mm.
Your wide receiver was in jail for part of the offseason.
And how good is he even really? Do we know?
But the Chiefs fans are the most optimistic in football. They come in at number 1. I'm optimistic that we're going to have a hell of a conversation about college football with Adam Rittenberg coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch out for a disabled vehicle causing some holdup on westbound 270 after Cleveland Avenue on the north outer belt. And we've got an accident causing some delay on Nelson Road at East Main Street. This report is sponsored by Cooper Elliott. A trucking company's carelessness can turn your life upside down. Cooper Elliott, your hometown law firm, takes on powerful companies at trial and doesn't settle for less. Get the experienced representation you need. Visit CooperElliott.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Common Man and Timmy present Around the Big Ten with ESPN's Adam Rittenberg.
Sponsored by the Roofing Guys. For all your roofing, siding, and gutter needs, contact the Roofing Guys at theroofingguys.com.
Our guy Adam Rittenberg covers all things college football for ESPN. He joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Adam, good to talk to you, my friend.
Good to be with you guys.
Let's start with Michigan. We had some comments from Kyle Whittingham at Big Ten Media Days about how he doesn't hate Ryan Day, doesn't hate Ohio State, and hates a big word. And that made some press, whether it should have or not, because people were wondering how seriously Kyle Whittingham took this rivalry. But that started to die down a little bit this week. And then Bryce Underwood, their starting quarterback, came out and said, yeah, it's just another game. You know, they just wear different colors than us, and that's all it is.
No big deal.
Is there concern now from the Michigan faithful that maybe Kyle Whittingham behind the scenes is not stressing how important this game is?
You know, a lot of that concern, I think, goes away at, you know, if they play well. And we don't know how good they're going to be, and they'll be tested early in the season. I just don't put a ton of stock into that. Kyle knows how to win games. He's been in a rivalry game. He was in the Holy War for years. How bitter is that? His opposing coach.
Let's put Rittenberg on hold and see if we can get a better sell for him.
You know what that means, though?
What?
Because it...
Connor Stallions is tapping?
Well,
that.
He's a cheating bastard, but... He's spying on our clips. He's probably going to send them up to Michigan radio and make it seem like we're paying too much attention in the middle of the summertime. Because I can already hear them saying that. Oh, look at that. Just got to manufacture storylines in the middle of the summer.
We don't have to manufacture the storylines.
It's just a big deal.
When your starting quarterback comes out and essentially says nothing to see here. It's just a game.
Didn't he also talk himself up just about how big of a year he's going to have as well?
Okay.
Bryce Underwood.
Well, he
like,
better.
This is,
like, he better get off to a good start, too, because...
If you've got a lot of stock in yourself, and then you've got to show it this season, this is really the last chance that you have. I mean, with the stuff that's being said about you, so good luck.
Adam's back on the line. You were talking about how Kyle Whittingham knows how to win. He's been in the Holy War. He's been in all of that. And so you think if they play well, this all goes away.
I do. And, you know, again, I was making the point that, you know, Kyle and Kalani Sitake, the BYU coach, remain very close friends. And, you know, Kalani worked for Kyle. And so, yeah, I just don't think he's going to have this, you know, pure hatred relationship. But he's an incredible competitor. He knows how to win. Got a great staff. Bryce Underwood's got to be better for them to win that game. I mean, whether he hates Ohio State or not, if he's not better, if he doesn't take a big step this year, they're not going to win that game. And it will have nothing to do with how much he hates or doesn't hate Ohio State. So I just don't get too wrapped up in that. Although I understand, and I do understand that, you know, Ohio State coaches like Jim Tressel and like Urban Meyer emphasize that game, and it certainly helped them have success in that game.
All right. Now, Adam, the other thing that's going to be obviously big for Michigan is what their quarterback play is going to be. Like, a lot that has to do with the Ohio State game at the end of the season, that's going to revolve around how good is their QB play, and it was not good last year. You polled coaches from across the country. A lot of these guys, though, are going off of what they already saw. Kyle Whittingham is saying Underwood's been an A-plus so far, but again, what do we trust? Like, what do you think, taking all those things into account?
Well, I think there's certainly potential there. I mean, he wouldn't have been the number one recruit in the country, wouldn't have got paid what Michigan paid him if they didn't like some of the traits. And, you know, again, there's an argument that he was not coached at a very high level last year. And with Jason Beck coming in, who did a great job with Devin Dampier the last couple of years, who's coached a number of different quarterbacks at different spots as the offensive coordinator, that Bryce is going to get better. But from what Big Ten coaches told me, he's got to get significantly better with his decision-making, with his accuracy, all those other things. You look at the quarterback play in this league, guys, with Julian Sain among them, you know, he's got a ways to go to catch up with those guys. And I don't know if his supporting cast, that's an area that I have questions about. I like Andrew Marsh. I like some of the other receivers potentially, but they don't have what Ohio State has. They don't have what Oregon has, what Indiana has. And so they're going to need Bryce to be a lot better on a consistent basis. And they're going to get tested. We're going to know where he's at fairly early in the season, I think.
Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg here on The Fan. Northwestern, I think, leads the world in money donated. So they got $850 million donated for the new stadium that's going to open up this year. I just saw they got a $35 million donation just specifically for the football program. They're going to pay it over the course of the next 3 years. How does this maybe push them up the ranks when it comes to what they can offer from an NIL standpoint? Do you think Northwestern's going to look a lot more attractive now?
Well, I think they want to be a place that's able to keep the players that they've developed and then be competitive enough in the portal. I don't think they're ever going to be a place that's paying at the very top of the market like some of the other teams in the Big Ten that are competing for championships. They want to, you know, add a quarterback like Aiden Chiang. They can. They want to keep players like Robert Fitzgerald. They're all Big Ten safety when they can. And they don't want to just be a team that has a great stadium and a great facility, but also, you know, has the money to put a product that's going to keep people coming. So that's part of this. That's what, you know, David Braun has talked to me about. Chip Kelly has talked to me about. Matt Ryan Jr., whose family's building the stadium. They know they can't just build facilities and hope for the best.
Adam, I just did a little segment with one of our TV reporters, Nicole Sheeran, here, and we were talking about the Ohio State schedule here in 2026, and we kind of were breaking it down in waves, and Buckeye fans know, like, this thing is going to be crazy. Like, the segment in the middle, you got Illinois, Iowa on the road, Indiana on the road, USC on the road, Oregon at home. Like, my God, that's a gauntlet end of September into November, but we're really focusing on that second game at Texas. And we talk all about this. Like, Ross Bjork is saying no one's talking to the Buckeyes, like, for games after 2030. And we've talked about this here, but I'm holding out hope that I'm going to die on the hill. Like, I think college football will go back to having better non-conference games more consistently, not worse. We might go into a lull first, but you love covering games like this. You love seeing games like this. Wouldn't you stump for this? The programs need to do games like this. Ohio State's, Texas's of the world play each other.
No doubt. It's great for the fans, fans that, you know, love a sport that has the shortest season of any of the major sports. We have a lot of these wasted weekends that you don't really get to see how good your team really is because of who they're facing on the other sideline. And so, yeah, I would love for the Big Ten to incentivize this. I'd love for there to be a playoff system that really says you have to play a game like this or you're going to be penalized if you don't. Because let's face it, the last three national champions, all from the Big Ten, did not challenge themselves at a conference, and it didn't matter. They all won national championships. So I love the fact that Ohio State's playing this game. I love that Michigan is playing Oklahoma. I don't love Indiana's schedule, but I understand why they're doing it. It's great that USC is coming back on Notre Dame's schedule, but it's not great that Indiana's falling off Notre Dame's future schedule. So, yes, anything that gets us closer to these games being more regular and maybe required and incentivized is good for the sport.
I can't understand if this is going to push to a 24-team playoff. I mean, there are certain programs that would just have to be in there every single year, and Ohio State's one of them. What would the downside be to not beefing that up the next time you take it back to the negotiating table and you say, look, forget about Ball State or Kent State. I got Texas, I got Cincinnati, and I got Virginia. That's my non-conference slate for a year. And then it's right into Big Ten action. How is that not going to garner more money? I mean, you get like a big boy. You can do like a tiered system, whether you amp up the conference games to play a 10 or 11 game conference schedule, and then there's one big boy game. Do something. Like, you would think that's going to make more money and a massive bloated playoff to boot.
Yeah, it was interesting being at ACC Media Days and the number of coaches in that conference that were advocating 10 Power 5 games, 11 Power 5 games. I think Georgia Tech, Brent Key, was talking about how he's excited that they have Colorado and Georgia on the schedule with their ACC competition. And so I think from a coaching perspective, it makes sense. Sometimes from the administrative perspective, you know, they want a certain number of home games. They want 8 home games in some years from a budget perspective. So it's harder to guarantee that when you have more of those power four opponents. But yeah, let's keep the momentum going, guys. Let's make this happen in this sport.
Adam, we appreciate it, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, fellas.
Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. I want to piggyback off of what you just said. I think that is small-minded thinking that we've had in the past, which is, oh, I need that extra home date, right? Because in your mind, that extra home game against a nothing program, right, that's going to make you a little bit more money for that year. But to your point, you look at the long play. How much more valuable are these television contracts when you don't have half of your schedule just filled up with dog games and that no one cares about?
And when you have at least one really impactful, you can't.
Well, that goes without saying. Everybody like, should have one.
Fish and I are already. What day is it? We're a month away from that game, and we're already deciding like how big we need to make that day on the Fan.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, because it's going to be a primetime game, and people that listen to us, you know, like certain time before kickoff, we've got the pregame show, we've got the tailgate show, but we need to be doing something all day that day.
More.
Yes. Like 9 to 11, Bo Bishop, you want to do a show? Like, come on, if you're free, do a show. Like, we need to get ready for that game, because that's all anyone in this entire state is going to be thinking about on that morning, all day waiting for it, because it's that cool that you're playing a team like Texas.
Some big problems for a hillbilly basketball team. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute hold up due to a crash on westbound 33 at Hamilton Road. Things are moving a little slow from Bixby Road. And there's a couple minute delay on westbound 270 between Westerville and 71 on the North Outer Belt. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Your favorite fan shows are on YouTube. Along with those fake YouTube ads like Chew This Gum and It Grows New Teeth. Experience the splendor of Bo sitting in his closet, Timmy Hall's gaudy gold chains, and Matty Ice wearing a coat in 90-degree weather. It's all there. Head to YouTube and subscribe today.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
The number one show on Publio's Spotify rap list. It's Common Man and Timmy.
Happy Thursday. It's too hot Thursday. We'll get to some of Teddy's audio.
You want a snacky?
No, I don't want a snack.
Why not?
Because your hand's been in there. That's why.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You've been fingering bag.
You know what? It is a good dry finger snack, but, you know, you wouldn't have had any of this snacky anyway because you don't like the right kind of combo.
No. Stop
Teddy,
it.
We got the best kind here.
Pretzel?
We got cheddar cheese baked pretzel.
That's it.
Listen,
that's
the one.
I will not have you besmirch my good name. Mm. All right? I like those. They're good. I don't dislike them. I prefer the cracker instead of the pretzel. That's not, I dislike it. You're like my wife. There's a middle ground. There's no extremes all the time.
Billy Joel? So I'm sort of like taking what you said and I'm making a mountain out of a molehill?
That's right.
Is what I'm doing?
That's right.
Sarah just did that to me last night.
What did she do?
I don't know why.
We were having some lovemaking.
there's no lovemaking. We're watching one of my stupid movies, and that's one of the things too that gets me. It's like she'll come down to the basement. I'll have been watching something because I'll do like some movie time typically on a regular evening once we clean the kitchen and all that.
Regular movie time. This is not Tyvis Powell Fire Stick movie time.
Of course, man. This is like it's still daylight. We're in like 7:30 to 8:30 at night
what's
or something.
Doesn't work when the sun's out.
That's a Tyvis problem, all right. Like, because people have to be asleep or people have to be gone for me to feel comfortable doing anything like that.
I'll make my own eclipse.
There was a good lunar eclipse last week. We should have talked to Jason Stark about it. But anyway, let me finish. So I'm down there. I'm just doing regular movie time. And the Fast and the Furious catalog is in Netflix. So empty calories. Right, Teddy? Look, I don't think they're the best movies that were ever made.
They're pretty good.
I can
though.
Watch some Paul Walker and some Vin Diesel and throw that on there. And she'll come down and she'll just be like, I need to watch something funny. And I'm like, okay, well, here's the remote. No, I can't pick. You pick. I'm like, okay. Like, I'm not in a funny mood right now, so I don't know what funny movie. It's always got to be a funny movie. I just need to laugh. I'm like, that's all anyone ever wants from me is just make me laugh, put on a funny movie, do something. So we're still watching Fast and the Furious, and a part comes up there where they're like talking about the cars that were pulling off the heist. And Buffalo Bill's actually in the first movie. The dude from Silence of the Lambs.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, puts the lotion in the bath. Like, he's in the movie and he's like, oh, looking for these kinds of tires. The skid marks on the tires are like a size 75 GR or whatever. And I was like, Sarah heard that and she's like, ha, skid mark. And I was like, and she said that. She thought that was funny. It's a funny word. And I said, like the very skid marks in your underpants. And she took that in the whole of the movie. We were laughing. We were giggling. And like, she made a comment about the skid marks. I followed maybe because it was about her and her underpants, but nobody else was there. No one was sitting there. It was just him, me and her. Because one time, 10 years ago, she had some skitties on the underpants.
No.
And so I said that.
No woman wants to be reminded of their underwear skid marks.
But we do it to each other.
I understand.
We say gross things to each other.
You have to read the room. She came down and she said, I just need to laugh. I'm in a bad mood. I need to laugh.
She wasn't in a bad mood. And it was no more than 5 minutes had gone by where she was blowing hot air right out of her butthole. And then now I can't make a skid mark joke. I don't get it. What? We're down here.
I don't think
we're over there on the other side
of
the couch.
Have a place to go home to tonight. Teddy, is it a coin flip to see who takes him? Because he can't go back there.
Maybe he just stays here tonight.
Woo, baby.
Well, at least we do have the after party.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun. So
so anyway, let's talk about a hillbilly basketball team that has a little bit of a problem.
You know that Will Wade, whenever he gets popped for something, right, he just heads out.
But he's back.
He's back.
He's back at LSU.
He's back full circle. Was at LSU.
He's back. He's back from the future.
Yeah, I just came back. What did he do that first time around? Was he in on the wiretapping? That's what it was. It was back around like the shoe scandal stuff. And he was caught on a wiretap. Basically, look at me, Will Wade, the coach of LSU. I sure would love to pay this guy $10 million to come here. Let's sign those deals.
What about former NFL quarterback Wade Wilson? What's he doing?
Probably
wiretapping.
The general manager for LSU basketball. I think Wade Wilson is also Deadpool. Am I right, Teddy? Isn't that actual Deadpool?
That's his real name, yeah.
That's right.
I believe so.
The scaly, burnt up face
and
all that.
Burned, yeah.
So Wade Wilson goes out, winds up back at LSU. This is supposed to be like a... what did I do? What did I say?
You said Wade Wilson.
Is that not his name? Will Wadeson? What's his name? Isn't it Wade Wilson?
The guy from LSU?
Will Wade.
Will Wade.
Will Wade.
Jesus. God.
You're all confused.
Too many Wades and Wills and
like
Wilsons.
The very skid marks on your brain.
So we're looking at his roster here as we're approaching the 26-27 season, and people had started to point out that because certain eligibility issues have not been resolved yet, there's still this thing going on through the courts where we don't know how that's ultimately going to settle with the 2022 athletes having the fifth year of eligibility.
Yeah, you could have another restraining order.
Yeah, could have another
that
one.
Overrides the current restraining order. Who the hell knows?
I know the NCAA made some statement yesterday about that issue, but up until like a couple days ago, they had four players.
Is that a problem?
Four players. What are we, Hoosiers? Norman Dale? My team's on the floor. Like, that's it? You're going to go out there with four guys and try to be an SEC basketball team? You had four players, five coaches, 11 support staff. Updated, I see that they are now up to five current LSU players.
Well, they can field the whole team to put on the floor now, Timmy.
So we can actually
play every single minute.
We can play a basketball game all 40 minutes plus an overtime.
Their bench
and
is
no
about
injuries.
As deep as some of those Buckeye benches we've had the last couple of years.
What if Sky Clark, who transferred in from UCLA, he's a good player. What if he decides to go Darren Peterson and says, I've hit my 27-minute max for the night. I'm done.
Well, then you go out there with four.
And you lose.
Maybe Wade Wilson puts on a jersey.
And Wade Phillips.
Him too. Alive?
Yeah, I think. Big, but alive.
Old.
Silver.
Yeah.
Round.
Bum Phillips.
Dad?
Yeah.
Is that his dad?
Bum.
Very dead, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got Wilson Phillips.
Philip Phillips.
I forgot about that guy. I'd like to play it for you, but then Spotify will light us on fire. Can't do that, right, Teddy?
No. No, you can't.
Can't do it.
All right, I got a story here. It's going to make Timmy probably annoyed. I don't know. Maybe you're going to be happy about it. And we'll do some Too Hot coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Keep an eye out for an accident that's blocking the right lane on westbound 270 on the north outer belt at 315. We've got emergency crews on scene causing extra delay there. And there's slower traffic on eastbound 70 on the east side from Livingston Avenue to US 33. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Not a good day for the Cleveland Guardians in Detroit. They fell to the Tigers 3-0 today. Cleveland now 4.5 back in the AL Central, a game and a half back in the American League wildcard. Meanwhile, the ninth inning in Chicago, the Cincinnati Reds clinging to a 9-7 lead over the White Sox. Sal Stewart, Eugenio Suarez, and Tyler Stevenson have homered for the Reds, who are 5.5 back in the wildcard. Columbus Clippers at home with Omaha tonight at Huntington Park. Opening round of the FedEx St. Jude Championship in Memphis. Michael Thorbjornsen, Jordan Spieth, Kurt Kitayama with the lead, all at 500 par. A stroke ahead of the rest of the field. NFL preseason games tonight, among them the Cincinnati Bengals at home hosting the Detroit Lions. This update brought to you by Roosters, who's giving away 12 Ultimate Buckeye Experiences. Tickets, sideline passes, and trips to a Buckeye first-round postseason game. Register today at roosterswings.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
If the authorities looked at their Instagram accounts, they'd be arrested immediately.
Daddy, what are you doing?
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your stupid audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click! Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by my friends, Care Heating and Cooling. So I brought some peppers in from the garden today. I'm just overrun with peppers. And I'm giving them to anybody who wants a pepper.
You've been giving, you're like the Santa Claus of peppers.
I know, it's ridiculous. I got a 9-pound sack of peppers.
Someone's talking about your peppers from across the entire like office space. And then your head pops up just like a, one of those little like weasel things.
Nicole was talking to Lily Aldridge, one of our meteorologists at 10.
I was nearby at the kitchenette, so I could hear kind of what they were talking about.
Talking about peppers, and I pop my head up. Who wants pepper?
He just goes, whoop.
Pepper?
His head pops up.
So then I walk over with my bag of peppers, and Lily's over there. And by the way, I want to point out that I offered Nicole one of the Thai chili peppers, and she said, no, I can't handle that. And I said, don't even want to try. She said, no. And I said to Lily, I gave her some banana peppers and some jalapeno peppers. And I said, now, Lily, I have a Thai chili pepper here. Very, very spicy. Mess you up. Would you like to try it?
Yeah, go ahead. Pile it on.
That's what
good.
I want to hear.
Yeah, it's great.
That's what I want to hear.
Put some hair on your chest.
That's right.
Yeah. It's good. I try a hot pepper.
I did. You took a bite of one today.
I'll take a bite.
How'd that work out for you?
Spicy.
Yeah.
Hot.
But you feel invigorated now, don't you?
It's supposed to be.
It's like you had a B12 shot.
It does. It's like getting a shot from our friends at Tri-State. It just revved me up. It's like I'm ready to go for the whole rest of the day.
That's actually what they do at Tri-State. They don't even give you a shot anymore. They just feed you a pepper from my garden.
Give you one of Mike's garden peppers. And, you know, Zenobia was out here, too. Another one of our producers over there at 10TV. And you offered her the peppers. And the reason she said no was because she doesn't ever cook. Like, how do you live?
She goes out all the time.
How do you do
she's
that?
She's out. She's getting food.
How do you
take
go out every single meal of your life?
I don't know what
does that mean? You're single. You live alone. No cookie ever? You don't make a sandwich? You don't like fry up some eggs?
No.
I don't understand. I don't get it. How do you live?
Maybe she doesn't know how. Maybe we have to go over and teach her how to make an egg. Let me tell you something. You fry up some of those peppers with the eggs?
Delicious.
Ooh, baby.
I've been using some of our, not that your peppers aren't great, because they are. They are.
Are you using
the Paisano peppers?
Oh, well, those are delicious.
Aren't they delicious? Our friends at Paisanos? Yeah.
Because
it's a different pepper. It's a Youngstown style pepper.
With Paisano peppers is that they're roasting those. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then they're pickling them in oil.
They are. Yep.
And it is a delicious treat. I actually did some of that with the banana peppers that I have in my garden, tried to replicate the taste of the Paisano pepper.
How'd that go for you?
Very labor intensive. Yeah. You know, I don't recommend people do it. Maybe if you're growing peppers, but don't go and buy peppers for that purpose, because Paisano's better.
The other thing, we had a good dinner last night or a couple nights ago that also I used some of the Paisano peppers. I was out of your peppers until you brought some
more. You want more peppers? I got more peppers.
You get the peppers?
You want some peppers?
I love the banana pepper on my flatbread.
Teddy, it's
delicious. Kind of reduced it down too. It sizzled and it had more of that pop and flavor.
I didn't get any peppers, no.
You want peppers?
Oh, I wish I had some.
Well, I got peppers on my desk. I'll get you peppers right now.
You have peppers? You know this is the first I'm hearing about it.
Pepper boy.
What's he doing? I don't want him now, Timmy.
Well, he's heading out to get his peppers.
Why?
I was in the middle of saying what I had for dinner the other night.
Okay, go ahead.
And this is one of the best things that you can do, like with a pepper type of medley like that. Some people, you can call it like your basic hash, or you can call it the skillet. My dad used to call it the egg mess.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good for dinner, by the way. Like sometimes we'll take like a pork sausage roll. We'll fry up a bunch of eggs if we got that left. Do some toast, what have you, and then chop up the potatoes that you have left over from another meal, and then throw that all into the cast iron skillet, put mm-hmm. the peppers into that mixture,
okay.
And that's great. Usually I just have like bell pepper, if you just have like green pepper, red pepper, but having the Paisano peppers on hand,
pepper guy,
or
right
some
here.
Of Mark's,
some
of Mark Riccardi's garden fresh peppers.
Oh, look at those peppers.
Yeah, look at, you want a really spicy one?
Not really, but.
Look at this one.
Jeez.
Look at this one.
Teddy.
God.
Teddy, eat that pepper. Come on.
God.
Eat the Thai pepper. Do it.
No, thank you.
Come on. I already did it once today.
Yeah, yeah. And what were you doing after that? You were crying.
Whoa. It's a hot pepper.
Where's the milk?
I didn't even use any milk.
You wanted milk.
I'm not using milk because you know why?
Why?
You know why?
Why?
Because I'm a man. I might not look like one.
You were crying like a baby.
I didn't take a sip of milk.
You want some more pepper?
Yeah. Here. Of course I want
peppers. Take another bite of the Thai chili.
Yeah.
It's good. Put hair on your chest. You need some.
Right now?
Yeah, go ahead. No, don't give me a girly bite either. Give me a nice big, get some juices that really squirt in there.
Oh, God.
Good?
Woo!
Good flavor, though, right?
Oh,
yeah,
God.
That's right, baby. Watch out now. Don't vomit on the equipment now.
Not breathing.
Jesus Christ, it's not that bad.
I breathed in.
Breathed in.
Look at that. That was a pretty good bite.
Want me to be with you?
Do it. Come
take
on.
A bite?
Come on. Take a bite. Take a bite. Ooh. Feel that heat? Mm. Oh, baby. That's spicy. I'm going to drink water and
that's
make
good.
It worse.
Mm. That is good.
Wow.
See, I'm with you. I took a bite.
Mm.
Look at that bite, too. That was a good bite that I took.
What's wrong with mine?
That's
what's
good
wrong
if you're
with
a child.
What's wrong with mine?
Good if you're a child.
That's rude. I've had two peppers already today.
I don't have any more. Teddy, I got one more. I want you to take a bite of this Thai chili pepper.
No.
Come on, Ted.
No, you want me to die and not do the rest of the show?
Be one of us. We're still living.
I'm here. I'm not making a big show like him. I like it.
What am I doing?
Like you're going to choke and die. I'm enjoying my pepper.
I breathed in the juices.
It's too hot.
Accidentally.
Mm-mm. It's good. By the way, speaking of that.
Too hot. Sponsored by Ohio Health. Rising to the occasion in the moments that truly matter. Woo-hoo! Learn more at ohiohealth.com/itstime.
Teddy dazzles us with audio as Timmy takes another bite
of
the Thai chili pepper.
All right.
Come on now.
Juicy.
What do you got, Teddy?
All right. Well, this week I'm going to start with T-Bone and Tyvus.
All right.
And they were chatting about, I guess Bone hadn't heard the story that Timmy was not man enough to eat his entire steak. And they were talking about this, and Tyvus was chatting about that story. Here we go.
Did you hear the story about Timmy taking his steak home?
What did he do?
He went to a steakhouse. This is what Common Man tells me. He goes, Tyvus, if you go to a steakhouse, would you ever take the steak home? And I looked at him and I said, no, because I'd eat the steak there.
Yes, you eat the steak. It's meant to be eaten fresh. Like, that's the whole part of that. But also, like, who's not eating their whole steak?
Timmy Hall.
Come on, Timmy. That's bad. So what did he take home? How much of the steak?
I didn't ask those questions because I was flabbergasted at the fact that he even took the steak home.
I'm shocked by that. I mean, I guess taking the taco home's not great,
this
but like
is the same man who can't eat a Cape Cod.
Well, he's because they're sharp and they cut his mouth. I don't know if you've met Timmy. He and Common Man both. They're perfect for each other because they have so many things where it's like, first, they have rules. That show needs a safe word because everything is like, well, I can't do this. I won't do that. I'm not for this. Do not do that. Can't be around this. And I'm like, I get it. We all got our stuff. I get it. Timmy can't have Cape Cod chips.
Mess you up.
Who took home a taco?
They're sharp.
I gotta hear the back of that story.
I can't remember who it was.
Whoever took home a taco should go to jail.
I think that was T-Bone.
He didn't take home a taco. There's no way he's taking home a taco.
I think it's because the whole family had a bunch of food, and so he had to take it home because maybe other people didn't finish or something like that.
That's fine.
I was in and out, not like a Taco Bell taco, huh?
You took your glasses off and everything. You're really struggling with that pepper, aren't you?
What's that, Squinny?
I've never felt better.
Well, it's Squins.
Hey, Squinny Cooper. Let's finish the segment.
I took two bites now. You took one. Go ahead. How many donuts did you have the other day? Oh, what was that? One?
Don't start with me.
I did start.
I'll rub this right in your eyeball.
I did start. I take steak home so I can have some steak and eggs because I chose to. I could have finished, but I chose to because I ate half of Sarah's steak too.
I chose to. Well, I chose to take a second bite of that pepper and I'm feeling great.
I made a choice.
Well, I guess. You took your glasses off and you're crying here.
It must be nice to be such a man.
I am a man. Skip Mossack's eating ghost peppers in his garden. Just takes a bite of the ghost pepper.
I'm sorry. I have to go and have a lovely night on the town. My friend Dane Sonzenbacher later on.
You and Dane would do really well.
I know.
Picking up some chicks.
We could start a biker gang, him and me.
Mm-hmm. Something for you.
I don't want it.
Apple TV is apparently set to bid on the Open Championship, also known as the British Open. You like that idea? NBC has it now. I mean, obviously, it would all be on Apple TV.
I don't necessarily love that because Apple TV isn't one of those services that I always choose to subscribe to. So then for that, I clearly am going to have to go out of my way to do it.
And that's exactly what they want. They want to get your money.
Of course they do. Are they going to offer that with the base package, though? It's not going to be like an MLS thing, like
an extra buy. No, they learned their lesson.
You should offer that with the basic, like you subscribe, you get it.
They don't do that with MLS anymore because they learned their lesson.
That is free now, which is the base plan?
It's free with the base package. You don't have to subscribe to something else.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Before you had to sign up for Apple TV, but then it was like, no MLS games.
Right,
pay this much more money per month. As long as they give as much coverage as humanly possible, I'm okay with it. And also, tournaments should start doing with one of those feeds, like we saw in the last couple of weeks, with no commentary, with just the boom mics in good positions, to hear just more of the caddy and the golfer conversations. More of that.
All right, more Too Hot with Teddy and a weird story involving one of Timmy's guys coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit a 20-minute slowdown on eastbound 33 from Refugee Road to Hamilton Road. And we've got more slow traffic on southbound 270 on the East Donner Belt between Main Street and I-70. This report is sponsored by your local Rood Air Conditioning Pro Partners. Is your house hotter than sitting on a metal bench at your kids' July baseball tournament? Get out with the old and in with the Rood this summer. Trust the local pros on a high-efficiency AC system from Rood to protect your home plate every time. Find a certified Rood Pro Partner at RoodColumbus.com. RUUD Columbus.com. I'm Nicole. for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows?
Oh, no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
Ah, damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Flood watches are in effect for Central Ohio on Friday. Tonight, we'll see increasing clouds across the area. Some rain showers develop around midnight. Low temps at 70. 80% chance of rain and storms on Friday, the first half of the day. Drier in the afternoon. High temps, low 80s. Saturday, dry sunny early. Showers and storms in the afternoon. And highs around 87. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Timmy wants you to know that he's fingering his dry snacks. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, don't forget, tomorrow at 5 o'clock, I'm excited to bring you the first edition of Timmy Eats a Burger.
Yes, I encourage all of you, I don't care what you're doing, I don't care what type of family obligations you have, push those off to the side. Whatever you have.
Whatever you have to do.
Like, my son
push it right
has
off
a
the side.
Physical therapy appointment.
Too bad.
I contend.
He'll be gimpy even after 5 o'clock.
I contend.
You contend.
There's going to be a lot of burgers being consumed on Friday nights if we keep doing this on Fridays.
Because you're going to get their mouth watering for burgers.
Oh, yeah.
That is tomorrow, 5 o'clock, Timmy Eats a Burger.
I do want to tell you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Mm. Pop open a little soda pop. Mm-mm. You know, it's going to get you feeling right. You know, it also gets you feeling right is if you go see our friends. Because let me know if this has happened to you at some point in time. Maybe you're not seeing those gains in the gym anymore. Maybe your sharpness level has dropped at work. We know that's the truth. Maybe you're not as good in the bedroom. Maybe the brain fog goes rolling in a little stronger.
Maybe she's reading a book while you're doing it.
That's not good.
No, no.
She's not engaged. It's because, or I can tell you, it's probably because your testosterone levels have fallen off the map. What were your numbers again?
Negative.
None.
I was a woman.
You are in the red or the black, whatever the bad one is.
Red's bad.
Bad.
Yeah.
Bad.
You want to get black.
So we had our numbers run. We went in there together. We got on this plan together. And together we saw our return back to being real live men again. It had been a long time since we had done that. We felt sharper. We felt more revved up. I wasn't crashing out and falling asleep on the couch downstairs as early as I used to. So go see them. TriStateMen'sHealth.com. Good way to start checking around. They got two locations right here in Central Ohio. Got the one in Hilliard near me and near Fish's house. It's a great one. You go in there for $99. You get the first consult TMPSA test. If you sign up for the testosterone treatment the day of your appointment, then your visit is free. And then you stay on that. And then you get to increasingly see how much that's going to do for you.
Let me tell you what I like. I like good old-fashioned poking, okay? I like poking.
Like right? Poking fun?
Like I'm in the YouTube chat right now. And Eddie, GCB, says, Reds take 2 or 3 from the White Sox. Suck it, CM.
Eddie, yeah, my guy,
you know
Eddie.
What? I like that.
That's good.
Because what did I say to you, Teddy, before the game started? I said, we need this game.
Yeah.
We, meaning the White Sox, need this game. We can't lose 2 or 3 to your crap-ass team. What did we do?
You lost 2 or 3.
We lost 2 or 3. So you know what, Eddie, good clean boy? You have nothing to root for anymore? Don't even look at those wild card standings. I don't care what it says. Hunter Green is dead. Doesn't matter.
I was going to say, you got to throw Hunter Green back in his face now.
But
do some poking back.
You can be spoiler to a team that actually is playing for something. My team. And then the Guardians lost again today because they can't get their heads out of their asses.
Yeah. They stink. I was talking to good, clean boy Tyler Danberg back there, just some regular baseball, and you guys are talking about your teams there. I was telling him, like, I can't do it with the Orioles anymore. I just can't do it.
What do you mean you can't
do it? I've been teetering for the last couple of seasons.
Harris?
Yeah, Harris teetering. On do I get the MLB extra innings package? Or at least I'm YouTube TV, so I would just go straight up Masson, whatever it is, you know, buy the thing. I can't bring myself to do it for a team that's just been 5 games under 500, the entire baseball season.
Maybe they're waiting for you.
It's just, it's useless.
Maybe once you buy the package, that'll be the one thing that spurs them to victory.
Either suck or don't. Decide, though. All right? Don't be like the Dallas Cowboys for the last 25 years. Barely making the playoffs.
Betty's catching
barely not making the playoffs. Just pick something. Just suck real bad so then you can fire the GM, because that's clearly Brandon Micah Hyde. He's out of there.
Suck their manager. Real bad.
The Cowboys can't fire their GM, though.
Their GM owns the team, unfortunately.
Yeah, he should fire. Someone should figure out a way to fire him.
All right, this is weird involving your guy, Jaden Daniels. An attorney representing Jaden Daniels, Commander's quarterback, has informed LSU, you know, the team that he played for, won the Heisman Trophy, that it can no longer use his name, image, and likeness. At the center of the dispute, according to a statement from Daniels' spokesperson to ESPN, is that the Tigers are allowing sophomore quarterback DJ Pickett to wear the number 5 jersey that Daniels wore when he became LSU's third Heisman Trophy winner in
When Daniels' jersey,
I thought I saw a Tweety Bird.
While Daniels' jersey hasn't been retired by the Tigers, it's the first time a player has worn number 5 since he left the program for the NFL, you know, like 3 whole years ago. They said that like, oh, that nobody's worn it in 30 years. No, nobody's worn it in 3 years. And I don't understand what this has to do with anything. First of all, why are you just throwing your alma mater, I guess, under the bus, saying you can't do anything with my number 5?
You can't
trademark a number.
See, at first I was thinking that it was just like the lankiness and just the physical aspects of Jaden Daniels that I'm concerned about, him being injured. It's not about his talent. We saw what his high-end talent was that rookie year. I was more concerned about, does he take the hits? Is he going to be around long-term? Story like this comes out. To me, this speaks to maturity and why should I give a damn? That's what this speaks to me. Because you're a Heisman Trophy winner. That stands the test of time. That's going to be there forever, right? Well, unless you kill your wife and a waiter. But you... You understand what I'm saying. Like, that's not going anywhere.
Thank you, Norm.
Don't do this. I'm with you. This seems very petty, getting the lawyers involved. I would imagine, just like Ohio State, a big, proud football program like LSU that's won championships, you would have, like, a certain, whether they're loose or they're firm, the parameters to be in the Ring of Honor,
Teddy, what do you think,
or have your jersey retired.
Are they loose or firm?
What do you
Teddy?
Think?
I think they're loose.
Are they rock, not rock hard? Like,
no,
we can sort of like carve these a little bit. Just give it some time. You don't just get the jersey retired like a couple of seasons after you're done. That might be a 5-year, 10-year, 15-year period. Maybe you've got to go and like show them some stuff in your NFL career before this is all said and done, to get that jersey retired. I don't think it shouldn't have to do much on what you do in the pros. It should be about what you did at LSU. But still, I mean, I don't like how didn't they retire Shedeur Sanders? Wasn't that the thing?
Yeah, they did.
For the Buffs? They retired his number and put him up.
And Travis Hunter, yeah.
And Travis Hunter.
And he did both of them, yeah.
Well, Hunter won the Heisman.
He won the Heisman, so yeah.
Shedeur Sanders had a good, like, statistical season when he was there, but I think we all pretty much agreed that was a little too fast, a little too quick. So now, like, you got a Pickett who's wearing the number, who apparently is saying he's not going to budge. He says he doesn't have any plans to change out of the number 5. So this is just unnecessarily creating bad blood. Like, what happens now and you want to come back and be on the sidelines on a bye week when the Commanders have a week off and you're playing a big game at home?
I was trying to
go
think.
Back there and hang out now. This kind of puts an end to all that right now?
Did anybody wear number 10 after Troy Smith won the Heisman? And the answer is yeah, lots of guys. Ryan Shazier wore number 10. Joe Burrow wore number 10. Some guys I've never even heard of.
So it's not retired.
Wore number 10. It may be now. Did they officially retire, Teddy? I don't remember anything anymore. I really don't.
I don't either.
They should have if they didn't.
So, well, I mean, and there's been retired numbers in a lot of programs, too, because there's so many football players. You can wear retired numbers. usually you would get the blessing from that person.
The blessing.
You know, grace. So you would usually get that from the player or their family because, I mean, Archie was retired, was... Who wore Archie's number, like, most famously? Who was the more...
After Archie?
Katzenmoyer. Yeah, Katzenmoyer. And then 47, Chick Harley. Wasn't that AJ?
AJ, yeah.
Yeah, AJ Hawk. Bill Willis wore 99.
It says the Ohio State...
I don't know if many people wear that one.
Yeah, they had changed... They kind of shifted their policy about, like, taking the jerseys sort of away. So yeah. They, like, with Troy Smith, they honored him and have a display and stuff over at the stadium. But people can still wear that number, but so only the old-time numbers.
It did sort of get retired. The 10 did. It's we kind of
it's
we
more
need to look at it the same way
than it is retired.
I think Troy should sue the Buckeyes, just like Jaden Daniels is suing LSU.
No, this is
using his number 10.
Dumb move by JD5 right here.
I am oddly intrigued with a new ice cream flavor that I heard about today. I'm going to tell you about it in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some holdup due to a crash in the right lane on westbound 270 on the North Outer Belt at 315. Things are moving slow from US 23, and we've got a slowdown on northbound 71 between 270 and Polaris Parkway on the north side. This report is sponsored by Ohio State Highway Patrol. Paid training, medical, dental, and vision benefits, and state retirement. Take-home patrol cars and tuition reimbursement. The Ohio State Highway Patrol is hiring troopers now. Text JOIN OSHP to 614-654-OSHP or call 1-866-TROOPER. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
They refer to each other as stupid f***s, so they must get along.
We fight a lot, but at the end of the day, it's okay, because we really do hate each other.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
By the way, stop telling us. We know. Julian's saying, where's number 10?
Well, Teddy could have said something, too.
He you forgot.
Where are you?
I was just letting you hang yourself.
My mind doesn't think like that. It's tough. Like, I'm not
remembered
great
eventually.
With the jersey numbers. I try to be.
By the way, this dumb show brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. I have some new ice cream to tell you about.
I wish I had ice cream right now to cool off the pepper.
You still struggling?
No, I'm not struggling. I feel
great.
It's a hot pepper.
UDF, United Dairy Farmers, and Grippo's, they make chips.
Good chips.
They're collaborating on a new ice cream flavor. Limited edition flavor called Fun Food Crunch. Features buttered popcorn ice cream. Chocolate-covered pretzels, and a caramel swirl infused with Grippo's barbecue spice. Sweet and salty.
All that's in the same ice cream flavor?
Yep, going to be available at UDF stores across the Columbus area. And if you're listening down south in Cincinnati, you can get it at the local Kroger's and all that crap. I'm intrigued by this. Now, when I first saw they were going to use barbecue chip-infused stuff for ice cream, I was like, well, what the hell are we doing? But because they're just putting a little bit of the spice in caramel, which already has savory notes to it, I mean, I like everything else on here. Chocolate-covered pretzels, yes.
Oh, man, yeah. You could stop right there. If you use maybe one of the best like ice cream combos around could be chocolate-covered pretzels with a little bit of caramel in a vanilla.
Buttered popcorn-flavored ice cream. I'm sure that has a nice flavor to it. A nice salty, sweet, maybe even umami type of quality to it.
The buttered popcorn thing kind of threw me a little bit, but I do love popcorn. I would definitely give that a shot.
I think this is going to be more akin to the Skyline ice cream from Grater's, where you first heard about it and you're like, oh my God, Skyline ice cream. And then you eat it. It just tastes like a cinnamon ice cream.
Right.
And the oyster crackers gave it a nice little crunch in there. It was delicious. And I think this will be good too. I'm going to go get some at UDF.
Was that a Grater's thing as well?
That was Grater's. This is UDF.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. So Grater's did the Skyline. UDF is doing this Grippo's thing.
Right.
So what is off the top of your head? Like when you're picking the ice cream spot to go out to, the three of you, Are you?
I'm never picking anything.
You don't ever get
it's
to pick?
It's the two girls in the
okay.
car.
Okay, I'm letting you pick, okay?
Oh,
you,
thank God.
You get to pick because it's your night, it's your birthday, whatever. Are you going with more of like the traditional, like a Jenny's or a Grater's or a Handles? Or do you like
first of all,
the soft serve?
I like it all. Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, you only get one pick tonight.
I know. I'm just saying, I like it all. We got a lot of ice cream places close to me. Very blessed in that neighborhood. But if I'm just picking me, where am I going? I'm going to Witz or I'm going to Dairy Queen.
Witz or DQ?
Mm-hmm.
Just like that.
Yeah. I'm getting a cup of Witz with cookie dough mixed in.
Like a Witzer?
Witzer with cookie dough.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm going to Dairy Queen. I'm getting myself a peanut butter parfait with the hot fudge and the Spanish peanuts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What is it about the Spanish peanuts?
I don't know.
The Spanish red peanut?
It's the little
peanut,
skins that
the
they leave
skin
behind.
On it. Yeah. It's all, you don't need much, do you? You just need a little bit of the fudge,
oh,
the peanuts.
I love that combination of the cold ice cream with the hot fudge and the salty peanuts. It doesn't get any better.
You know what I always struggle with, though? Like, because you bring up Dairy Queen, DQ is the spot that I always make that have, I have menu struggles when I go to DQ. I always have ice cream envy of what anyone else gets because I love the entire menu that much. And I always struggle with, do I just turn behind me to the frozen case? But that, it's tough because I'm going out to get ice cream. I feel like I want
no,
to get
to
something
have,
that's made back
you
there.
You have to have something that's made fresh.
So what I started to do, because I love the Dilly Bars almost as much as any ice cream treat ever.
Get something fresh
there. I'll get
there,
a whole box.
And then take a box.
I take it home.
Right, take it home.
And then my son eats like five out of the six of them, which I've started to tell him no. Those are dad's ice creams.
You ever have the butterscotch Dilly Bar?
Love it.
Very delicious.
Love it.
Underrated flavor, butterscotch.
I believe they had the orange cream for a limited time. If they didn't have that in a Dilly Bar, I know they had it in a dip. I know I had that in Philadelphia when I was tooling around the city. We popped into a DQ and they had orange cream hardened the shell,
baby,
and that was something else. Because I contend that the cherry dip should be available at every DQ location.
It used to be.
Should be chocolate and cherry.
Yeah, it used to be.
That should be. And then every now and then, they should do some rotating limited time ones. Like I think a mint would be a delicious one every now and then.
I could take or leave
the butterscotch, like they do with the Dilly Bar, would be good for the vanilla dipped cone.
Let's do that's some their too classic hot with Teddy.
Too hot.
What do you got, Teddy?
All right, let's go to Bishop and Friends, and we've been talking about food and fast food, and on there they had a question about like is there a fast food item that you would like to have back, and Bo had a idea about that. Here we go.
I used to eat Arby's once a week in college. It was on Saturday mornings before college football, and we would get the Arby's melt. I'd always get two Arby melts, and I don't think they make those anymore. I was looking at their menu because I was trying to, this is something we've talked about all summer with the boys. I'm like, I'm going to get you some Arby's. I think you're going to like it. I think it's going to be better than you think. They just see like the cheese and the beef, and it just doesn't work for them. I'm like, I'm telling you, this is pretty good. But I know they're not going to like the beef and cheddar because they're not going to want the onion bun. So I was like, the Arby's melt was just, and it was just a beef and cheddar with just a normal bun. But I don't think they have it on the menu anymore. So that's the first thing that came to mind. And that's something that I suppose I could reverse engineer it maybe with Arby's sauce and just a big beef. Maybe that would do it. I don't know.
You don't have to reverse engineer it, Bo. They'll make it for you. You go and tell them what you want. Tell them you want a beef and cheddar on just a regular sesame seed bun. They'll do it for you in a heartbeat.
Is he right about that, though? Like, the actual melt is not on the menu?
Yeah, it's not on the menu, but if you ask for it, like Common Man says,
they will make it for you. What are they going to say, no at Arby's? Also, what is objectionable about beef and cheese?
Nothing.
Great. That's the selling point for me is beef and cheese.
Unless your buddies are back there behind the counter working. Don't want to go around that.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell
you
the hold that Arby's still has on me. If you've never heard this story, I'm in high school. My buddy Steve is working at Arby's, and he'd say, go through the drive-thru. I'll just give you a bag of crap for free. Okay. So we would do that like every day that he was working. He'd just give us a huge, what's in the bag? Just like $30 worth of food he'd hand to us. But I noticed after a while that he wasn't putting any beef and cheddars in the bag. It was always regular roast beef, was potato cakes, it was fries, it was all, and that's all good stuff. But I wanted a beef and cheddar. And I said, Steve, how come no beef and cheddar in the bag? He says, well, because we put our pee-pee in the cheese sauce, which is
obviously can't be true.
Absolutely. No, I'm
obviously,
quite sure it was.
Obviously, it's not true. That's, they just said that, and they're not giving you any beef and cheddars because they're too expensive.
No.
We give you the cheap stuff.
No.
Yes.
I believe.
Nobody's putting that down to the cheddar. There's not even a hell that's hot enough.
No, it's
where
not.
Where you're going to go to.
It's not as molten
that,
as you think.
Satan is going to reject you. He's so not even going to take you.
You would think that would put me off from having the cheese sauce at Arby's for the rest of my life. But no, it's, I just assume. I assume.
You just assume everything's gross?
Everything they're serving me has been touched by other people's peepees. I just assume.
Or other genitalia.
Whatever. I don't care. I figure it
be a witch's
burns off the bacteria in that little cauldron that they keep it in.
Yeah, it's hot. All that bacteria has just been
goes
fired
away.
Right
Come
out
on,
of it, right?
That's right. You see, think you're getting at a normal restaurant.
Arby's is another one of the fast food chains that my wife will shun. And I have to tap dance and tiptoe around the tulips to go and get myself a nice Arby's.
I don't like anything about what I'm hearing recently about Sarah. I really don't.
I think be alone.
We need to have a conversation. Me and Sarah. We need to have a conversation.
What are you doing?
The pepper's getting to me a little bit.
No, that's
too hot.
That's the Coke. It's not the peppers.
Give me another one, Teddy.
You're disgusting. Don't just blow by that. You're sick.
We'll stay with the food conversation. On Rothman and Ice, Ice was chatting about how going to Chipotle, and he's upset about something that some people do there.
And by the way, we got the people that lean over the glass at Chipotle. That's got to stop. That is, you
I
should
had a buddy
not
of mine
be able to
that,
order.
That did that.
Wait, back up.
What's going on?
So you reach over, I'll take some of that. Like they're looking over.
Who reaches their hands over the glass?
I haven't seen hands, but I've seen people leaning over, like lips and nostril over the glass. And it's like, back up. You can see it already.
Yeah.
So if you're that person at Chipotle, you deserve an hour or two in jail for doing that.
I have
that.
Not seen this.
Yeah.
But that is.
You got to.
Mm-hmm. I think it's unnecessary.
I think it's some kind of instinct. It's not like.
Give me my food.
There's no self-awareness. It's just kind of like, I think just your instincts take over. Like,
give your instincts to do something else.
You know, like
the glass has that salmon look. Can I get that well-done piece?
It's like the glass is transparent. You can,
Thank you.
It's not obstructing you.
And you can smell everything in there, so it's not that either. So, I don't know. Those people go to jail for an hour.
I don't care if it's instinct or not. If you have no self-awareness at all, you should not be in society. I contend.
You contend.
That they should have a little sign at the ready at Chipotle, really any restaurant where they find a customer's behavior to be ridiculous.
On the hot and ready.
And all they do is just hold up the sign. We refuse service.
We don't have, well, because we know they're not going to speak to you.
Yeah, we refuse service. Why? Well, because you leaned over the glass. You're going to refuse me service based on that? Yes, I am. We refuse service.
Or you have Freddie Durst there to just say, back up. Tell me what you want to do now.
I think Fred Durst is working at Chipotle now.
Let me ask you something. What does it feel like they are all mutes that work at Chipotle? Has anyone ever spoken? I could stare at someone's face. And they will stare right back. I'll be waiting for them to do just like the normal. Hello. Welcome to Chipotle. I'll just look.
They want you to start. I'll have a bowl with brown rice for here.
Okay.
They want you to start. Sometimes they'll throw a little beans. No beans.
No,
chicken.
No, they just point. They just.
Well, can I tell you something? They're used to most people being stupid. So that's what they do is point. Because that's what the customers do. It's like, give me some of that brown. You mean the pinto beans? Brown!
You've heard people over
yes!
there.
Yes!
Like,
what's the brown?
You've heard people
over
there.
What's that white
like
creamy
that?
Stuff? Sour cream, sir. What's it taste like?
God.
Tastes like sour cream, sir.
Thank God I haven't been around for those people.
Arvel Reese and Carnell Tate, first round picks. They got themselves some checks. What did they spend their money on? I'm going to tell you coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident causing a 5-minute delay on westbound 33 at Hamilton Road. Police are on scene, causing stop-and-go traffic from Bixby Road. And we've got a delay on westbound 270 on the north outer belt from Cleveland Avenue to 71. This report is sponsored by Murphy Tractor. With John Deere Construction Equipment Rentals from Murphy Tractor, nothing stands between you and a job well done. Need smart-grade TopCon Trimble or attachments? Their rental fleet is always work-ready. Learn more at murphytractor.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Think you know Buckeye football? These two say, hold my beer. The Beat with Austin and Berm.
Sponsored by The Waterworks.
Daily on The Fan's YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Weston Air Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
The only show that can bring a dead queen back to life. This is Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Comer and Cross. They do garage floors. You know, that sells them short. They do the most beautiful garage floors that you've ever seen. Maybe another company has come and they've done your floor. Well, chances are it's crap. Maybe you try to do it yourself because you're Brian Harmon and it's crap. My guys at Comer and Cross are the gold standard because they can guarantee it's never going to chip, crack, or show tire lift like epoxy or paint ever. They can install a gleaming showroom quality floor in one day. They'll even take the stuff out of your garage for you. Now, they're not going to put it back because what they put down there needs to dry and cure. Robert Smith.
The cure?
Yeah.
Good.
And former Buckeye running back.
That's right.
Robert Smith.
Sat out of season.
My guy. For your quick and easy Comer and Cross garage floor quote, I want you to call them today. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR or comercross.com. comercross.com. I was telling Jen out there, Jen Winters, and Michael Behrens from 10TV was out there, that Samantha and I this past weekend, we had nothing to do, so we decided to go on we called it a jungle safari to Tuttle Mall.
You did?
We did.
You went to Tuttle?
We pretended like we were on an excursion and trying to, we're going deep into the jungle to see what we see.
Is Tuttle actually a jungle nowadays?
Oh, my God.
Jumanji?
It is deader than dead.
Wow.
So we're walking around.
Atriums are overgrown.
Good news.
Weeds.
The Hot Topic is still open. And they actually had some squishies there that she's been looking for. So we purchased something at the Hot Topic.
Good to know the Hot Topic is one of the last remaining. What would you say, the percentage of stores filled, when you went there? 10%? Of the space that's there, what actually is occupied with a real functioning store?
5 to 10%.
Wow.
Yeah. It is
that
a
is
total
sad.
Wasteland.
I miss that.
It's a total wasteland. Also, still open, Spencer Gifts.
No!
Spencer's is still open. And I went in there, and I was
did you have your name tag?
I was a former employee. I should get some sort of discount. All right?
5% off for you.
Back in the day, I worked at Spencer's in the mall, and, you know, Kristen got mad at me. Why did you bring her into Spencer's? Because she knows it's all jokes, okay? She can laugh at the big inflatable wiener. She can laugh at it. And I didn't take her into the back where it's the real hardcore stuff.
They don't sell porn at a Spencer Gifts, do they?
No, but they sell.
They sell apparatuses
that you
stuff.
Use on
I
yourself.
I know they have
yes.
stuff and like
adult games.
They have like the naked lady playing cards and
sure,
all
they
that.
Got all
and
that,
the golf tees, whatever.
But also, what they had a bag full of plushies shaped like peepees.
Really?
And it was a bag of D's. It was a bag of wieners.
Like how many were there?
Probably 20 in
20,
there.
Like 20
like
stuffed
you literally
stuffed
wieners? Would buy a bag of...
Yeah, a bag of D's.
Yeah.
D's.
And I bought it.
It's a great gift. Wendy's?
Wendy's.
No, yes.
Not Wendy's.
D's.
I bought it. We had fun.
That is fun.
Yeah, we had fun. You know, it'd be more
was
fun.
Was there anything
having
in the food court?
Having an actual mall that people could go and shop and, you know.
Well, Easton still does all right.
No,
Easton's got sort of the outside, the
Easton's
outdoor,
always
indoor
be
mall,
okay.
And that does pretty good.
It's always going to be okay.
It's got a good feel to it.
But I remember my wife telling me that she went to opening day at Tuttle. She was there opening day. She was on the news.
Was that in the mid-90s or so?
It was in the 90s. And because before Tuttle, really it was just like city center in terms of...
Yeah, like kind of a vibe with your shopping experience.
Now city center's gone too.
Did you go by the food court?
Yeah.
Did they have any kind of like teriyaki like, rice
they
bowl
had like
set
two,
up
two
still?
Things open, yeah. Like the yummy, yummy chicken was still there.
Were they giving, was she forcing
no,
samples
no was,
down your
no
throat?
No one had the samples, no.
Come here, give you sample now.
The only people eating at the food court were the people that worked in the mall.
Hmm. What about the Great American Cookie? Gone?
I think it's gone.
Dead?
Yeah. Arvel Reese, first round number 5 pick by the New York Giants, was asked, what did you spend your rookie paycheck on, your first paycheck? He says, even though his deal includes $47.8 million guaranteed, he said, I just signed it, then went to the hotel and just got ready for practice the next day.
He got almost $50 million guaranteed?
He's top
that
five
spot?
Pick, man.
No, I know. I hadn't really concerned myself with how much the rookies were getting on these first deals yet.
He says, I don't really got anything to buy right now. I already got everything. I got a car and an apartment, so I'm good right now.
Good
so
for him.
Arvel Reese doesn't want anything right now.
He apparently looks like RoboCop, too. Like, he's impressing people, and, I mean, he was obviously outstanding here at Ohio State, but I do think there were some people maybe questioning if there were one guy that might take some time to get up to speed, to get acclimated because of... what his position
well,
was.
Well, at least if you believe him here, he's not getting bogged down by material things. Carnell Tate, 4th pick in the draft, goes to the Titans. He says he bought Star Wars Lego Ultimate Collector's Series set.
Beautiful.
He's an avid Lego collector and is currently working on the Titanic. He also said he purchased a house in Chicago, which is his hometown.
That's nice.
So he bought himself a house.
But the Legos was
the number one thing
a collector's item.
Yeah. So he's working on the Titanic right now.
That couldn't have been more than like a couple of grand, like for a Lego set,
not even the biggest. Not even that. $200.
That's more than a couple hundred. I think there are some specialty Lego sets that can run you over 500 or so.
Well, you know,
especially
what?
For like multi-thousand piece
too
sets.
He too is getting like $50 million guaranteed.
I know.
I think he can afford it.
It's not about can he afford it. He can obviously afford it.
More Too Hot with Teddy.
Too Hot!
Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 10-minute holdup if you're on southbound 270 between Main Street and 33 on the East Outer Belt. And you're hitting about a 5-minute delay on westbound 670 from 315 to I-70. This report is sponsored by NJM Insurance. If you dread dealing with your insurance more than you dread build-it-yourself furniture with extremely vague instructions, what are these hieroglyphics? Then you might have insuranoia. You should have NJM Insurance. They go to great lengths to do what's best for their policyholders. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Coming live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Reimer. It was a tough day for the Cleveland Guardians on the diamond. They were shut out 3-0 by the Tigers earlier, falling to 4 games back in the AL Central and a game and a half back in the wild card race. As for the Reds, they held on to beat the White Sox 9-8, taking the series over Chicago. News off the diamond for the Redlegs, Hunter Green underwent Tommy John surgery on his right elbow, the team announced today. This is the second time in Green's career he's needed the procedure. In the NFL, a handful of preseason games tonight, including the Bengals hosting the Lions. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock. And in golf at the FedEx St. Jude Championship, 4 golfers are tied at the top. Jordan Spieth, Michael Thorbjornsson, Kirk Kitayama, and Jake Knapps at 5 under par. This update is sponsored by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property, call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty. He'll buy it today for cash. 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Panama Ted would like to inform you that this ain't one of them. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
That is the worst update I ever heard Paul Keels do in my life. What the hell happened to Paul?
He had a thing.
He had a thing with the guy at the place?
Yeah, he had an event to go to.
Reimer?
I'm Paul Keels. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying. Reimer doing updates is fine. But when we've had two Paul Keels at 3 and 4, and you're expecting another Paul at 5, and then Rhyme Time walks in, you know.
He asked me if I could do the 5 o'clock for him because he had something he had to get to.
He's a good boy.
He had a meeting he had to get to.
Could you just Can you cut rhyme time?
I thought the update was fine.
A little bit of slack.
But you said it was the worst you've ever heard
from Paul Keels.
Oh, okay.
From you,
it's fine.
Yeah, just fine.
Yeah.
About a C plus.
I'll give you a B minus.
Oh, thanks.
That you're all right.
Appreciate that.
Your voice is different in the updates. Anyone ever tell you that?
I mean, I've noticed that.
You kind of go up to like even a higher special boy.
I'm excited.
Hi. Rhyme time here. Hey, let's talk about some sports.
I'm excited. I got a lot to get in a minute.
You're trying to pack the energy.
Only like 40 seconds because I got a read at the end of it.
Got the read. I did see, did you see what he was cooking up back there? See what he brought in?
Nacho boy.
He's gonna be a nacho boy.
What are you putting on the nachos?
It was chicken and cheese with chips.
And no salsa because you don't like salsa.
No, I don't like salsa.
No, like salsa.
You gonna try? You gonna ever try it?
You want some peppers for your nachos?
I am okay.
I got jalapenos. They're fresh.
Absolutely not.
There's no human poo on my jalapenos.
I'm good.
Okay.
I'll pass.
Your peppers are fresh.
Oh, fresh?
Yeah.
Organic?
No pesticides?
Nothing.
Just straight fresh,
just
homie.
Just touched by my human hands. That's all.
I'm sure you washed them. Before you handled the peppers.
I didn't. I actually stuck them right down my pants a couple times.
You put the peppers down your pants or your hands down your pants?
Well, wouldn't you like to know?
Little thing called you'll see.
Wouldn't you like to know?
You know what was weird out there is you came back. I was both messing around near the kitchenette doing stuff in the commercial break there. And I saw you walk past me to the studio. And I walked over, talked to Beamer, went over to Beams, talked to Beam. Figures he's going to be hosting on tomorrow's show. So a little news alert. Beamer and King will be on Rothman and Ice tomorrow. Anthony feeling a little sicky. Matty Ice was already out, so he's doing that. And Nicole comes by, and she's like, hey, she's, you know, all giggly and happy. And hey.
Sup, bitches.
Not sorry
that I couldn't be there with y'all today.
Is Mikey in the bathroom right now? And I'm like, no, he's not. He just went back to the studio. Oh, dang it. Because I was going to play a trick on him. I was going to play a prank. And Beamer and I are like, what's the prank?
What's the prank?
Barge in and look at his wiener?
I was like, what?
I guess,
Nicole,
that,
if you
I guess that is
see
pretty
it,
funny.
I guess I'll just show it to you. Although I thought that was frowned upon here at the office.
No, we can't do it. But now I'm kind of curious to know what was going to be done.
That crap is fire. I'm talking serious fire.
Because you lock the door.
I did lock the door.
And because you know that it's locked, if anybody then knocks, the line is...
come in.
And then some people...
half the time, the handle's jiggled. All right.
What prank
was she going to play on me?
I don't know. You want me to go and grab her to see...
grab her.
I mean, not like that. I don't have a log. Not in the sense that you think I have a log, but I would just go ask her. Too hot.
All right, too hot with Teddy. What do we got, Teddy?
All right. Tyvus the other morning, he was wearing an outfit that reminded people of a certain celebrity. So let's give a listen and hear what this is all about, right?
So in the last couple segments, when you came back, you had on a white bandana.
Correct.
To match your white t-shirt.
Yep.
And I thought it was a good look.
And he tied it in the front like Tupac.
Dylan made this observation. Fish came in right away and was like, oh, what's up, Tupac? Like, immediately, that happened. Baker came in and was like, who do you think you are, Tupac? Like, everyone has made the Tupac comparison.
When we come back, we should come back to California look.
I'm saying... I wish I could wear a bandana like that, but I don't think it
you
would.
But then I
would look like I'm at a meeting that isn't a meeting I want to be at, and so I don't like that. I feel like that would be bad.
You look like Jelly Roll.
No, I'm thinking.
Nicole's just walked in here. Oh, you want to talk?
There's Coco. Why didn't you just come in here?
What did you go in there for if you don't want to talk?
I came in here because I heard you were spilling the tea on my prank, Tim.
What prank were you going to play?
I'm not telling you. I will do it one time, another time, when you're in the bathroom.
This just sounds just so strange.
The way it was, Tim, you did me dirty with the way you teed this up. Actually, I did it to myself. I turned to Tim and I go, is Mike in the bathroom? I already played a prank on him.
I already told this part of the story. Okay. I need to know what
I'm
was it going to be.
I'm not sharing. You will see next time, Mike, you go in the bathroom sometime next week. Just keep your head on a swivel.
But I lock the door when I go in there.
Yeah, well, so.
What, do you have a master key?
I don't know.
You have a skeleton key to all the bathroom doors?
Calvin and I are tight. You don't know. I got master keys.
Are you just going to like dump water on his head? Like right
I'm
when he opens the
sharing.
Door?
Sharing. It's
it?
Not all fun right. Actually, if I tell you.
Kind of looking forward to whatever
yeah,
this is.
Just keep your head on a swivel. That's all I got to say.
Man, this is, okay. This is enticing.
You, bye, guys.
You go away.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So I'm going to be looking up on the internet for what are the top bathroom pranks.
You ever, going back to what Tyvus did, you ever try wearing a bandana?
No. Me wear a bandana?
What's the difference between a bandana and a do-rag? Nothing?
No, I think there is a difference. I think the do-rag, like, kind of bunches up in the back.
Kind of like a...
right?
Skull.
And the bandana is kind of, like, tied off on the side? Yeah. I don't know. I'm spitballing here.
You know what I found out about my neighbor the other day?
What?
She told me that she wears a bandana to sleep because
to cool her head,
because it like protects her hair or something. And I said, I never heard of that before.
Never heard of that either.
Some people do it if they like dye their hair or something like that, you know, protect it from the pillow, or if they're putting some type of product or something on the evening.
No,
it protects from
that.
Your pillowcase.
Yeah. Is that what you do?
Maybe so.
I don't look at my hair. No.
Well, it's soft though. I mean, it's gray.
I would think
papaya extract in your hair.
Sure. Anything that could help your hair follicles. I'm surprised that you haven't
follicles
haven't tried it yet with everything that you've been doing.
It ain't
almost the bionic man.
That's not working.
What's not working?
It's still thin. I mean, it's longer.
The hair,
but it's still thin up top.
Well, okay. Let me tell you something. I think what we have, and you tell this to me all the time. We need to just maintain what we have.
That's right.
Some of the products and some of the things that are out there can help us maintain. Maybe we can't look thick like Stalin anymore, but
right.
We can just keep the hair that we have and be happy with that. And we're three guys right here that have a full head of hair. That's pretty good.
In theory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Too hot.
All right, Teddy.
All right. You guys were chatting about Rothman there being out sick, right? So apparently he was having some issues the other day. And let's give a listen to him talking about that. Here we go.
I'm in the pharmacy aisle at Giant Eagle this morning trying to find some Nasacort, Flonase, something going on. I did get the pharmacist to come out. I do trust the pharmacist when it comes to a little bit of medical advice.
Okay.
Like they know. They know the symptoms. They know what might help. I'm not like it's a cheap doctor's visit for me. Like there's no copay. You just ask them. When they're done filling some pills, they'll come out and say, what do you got?
Okay.
And that's so I did that today.
So how are you feeling at 12:04 right now? I saw you a few hours ago. So I was like, you know, pregame warmups. I didn't know how you were going to feel when we kicked the ball off.
Guzzling stuff.
Okay.
Some sprays up the nostril.
Oh.
Some smelling salts. We'll get it.
I'm just guzzling some stuff. Listen,
that stuff never really works for me. Like I've tried the Flonase and I've tried like the nasal sprays, and it doesn't really do the trick.
There's a couple milestones in life, right? My daughter's about to turn 10. Big milestone.
Yeah,
double digits for
sure,
the first time.
Sure.
13. Big milestone.
Mm-hmm.
16. 21. These are all big milestone birthdays.
Right. They're all when you're young.
But as you start to get older, you really don't have many more. You got like your 30 and 40 and 50. At the round numbers,
that's right.
We celebrate
that's
that.
Get.
But there's also another milestone that I don't think people take seriously. And Anthony has just reached that milestone. When you are at the age where you officially have a question for the pharmacist, you're a senior citizen.
Yeah.
Congratulations,
yeah.
Anthony.
You've done it.
You've crossed over into senior citizen where you have the pharmacist come out and help you select something.
He pretty much ripped that straight out of a Curb Your Enthusiasm. There's an Is Larry Right in that, too, because he has a situation where the doctor wrote him the prescription, and he takes it to the pharmacist, and the pharmacist is like, yeah, you know what, though, but I've got this new drug. It was Huey Lewis. He was the pharmacist. It's like, this one has been working a lot better for people that I've seen. So he had to go back to the doctor and tell him that the pharmacist says that this one, and then so he offended the doctor, and he chose the pharmacist over the doc.
And
that's the wrong call.
Probably the wrong call.
Probably the wrong
Probably not call. The thing to do, and don't offend your doctor.
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks.
Thanks, Mike.
Traffic was shut down in Washington, D.C. yesterday because of an adult toy. And I have some exciting news if you live in Reynoldsburg. How about that?
How about that?
How about that? Or we could travel to Reynoldsburg. You don't have to live there. You can just have easy access to Reynoldsburg.
Is there a train?
No. No.
Oh, well, then
we can hop on a freighter.
And I can't get there.
Probably get there.
I can't get there if there's no commuter train.
Boxcar children. We'll talk about it next. Colin, Mann, and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit a five-minute delay due to a crash that's blocking the right lane on westbound 270 on the north outer belt at 315. And we've got another accident causing some holdup on Kinnear Road between Kenny Road and Olentangy River Road. This report is sponsored by Witt's Frozen Custard. Lumbus, you know it's hot when it's Witt's time. Made fresh daily, their rich, creamy frozen custard is crafted every day for the freshest flavor possible. Cool off, grab your favorite, and get to Witt's Frozen Custard today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
T-Bone and Tybus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus.
Might be getting sold. That's hey. The go play. He'll join if he goes to Middlesbrough. He'll be joining Aiden Morris, who used to play for the club.
What is this, slavery?
Mornings on The Fan. Fan weather
from the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, our next chance of rain is on its way for Friday across central Ohio. Tonight we'll have increasing clouds, some showers around midnight, and a low of 70. 80% chance of rain and storms first half of Friday. Some flash flooding is possible. Drier in the afternoon. Highs in the low 80s on Saturday. Dry, sunny early. Showers and storms come back in the afternoon and night, and highs around 87. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Homer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
A show with copious amounts of fart sounds. Emphasis on copious.
Oh, no. I get a fart, but I don't know which way to lean.
This is Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. Are your windows old and leaky and drafty? All those things, maybe all the rain we've had, it flooded.
Get a backdraft.
Just saying, you got bad
Kurt
windows,
Russell.
You got a bad seal, bad flashing
no,
in there.
Flashing.
Can't have that. I want you to see my friends at Universal Windows Direct, because you buy four windows, you get four windows free. I'm not a genius, but that's like half off. You'll get 48 months of 0% interest financing, same as cash. I'm not a genius, but that's 4 years. Yeah.
Sounds good.
I had to think about that for a second.
Yeah.
48 months, 4 years. Right.
Yeah.
Give them a call for your free in-home estimate today. 614-502-5220 or visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows. All right. Reynoldsburg or adult toy first?
Let's do that adult toy. I can't wait.
Authorities in Washington, D.C. shut down traffic in a residential neighborhood after an adult toy was discovered outside a fire station. The incident occurred around 7 a.m. This was yesterday in Tenleytown, historic neighborhood in northwest Washington, D.C. As authorities responded to the scene, rush hour traffic in the area was shut down for nearly 2 hours. Officials labeled the item a suspicious package.
Easy for you to say.
It was later determined to be a blue and black electronic sex portable pump device.
What the hell is that?
A man approached a firehouse worker who was standing near the rear of the building. Investigators determined the man had left the device on the scene with wires exposed.
One Swedish-made penis enlarger pump.
So, I don't know why this was left at the fire station.
As a prank? Was this Nicole's bathroom prank?
Perhaps.
So someone just left like the brown like Amazon package?
But I'm just saying like, hey, why are you 2 hours late for work today? It's like, well, there was a penis pump that stopped traffic.
Well, hold on. It was like an unmarked box.
Yeah.
This was what was inside.
Correct. Like, and there were wires exposed.
So they were wondering if this was like
a bomb.
A sex toy bomb. Never heard of that before.
Wouldn't that be a good way to disguise your bomb?
Yes, it would. That is now terrifying. I've never thought of that before, that they could stoop to such levels to put like bombs and dildaroonies.
All right, how about this?
No good.
Did you know that today was the beginning of the Reynoldsburg Tomato Festival?
I did not know that.
Today through the 15th. What's that, Saturday?
That sounds right.
Admission to the festival is free, but guests under 18 must be accompanied by an adult age 21 or older. Headliner for the fest will be the band Everclear.
I like Everclear.
I like Everclear too.
Everclear was definitely one of my bands in the 90s. Definitely listened to a ton of their stuff.
Santa Monica.
Yeah.
Father of Mine.
Everything
is
everyone. Wonderful. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Wow. Good stuff from Everclear.
Yeah, and I've been noticing, like, not only have they remastered a bunch of their songs, bands do that from time to time as the technology increases, but I think they've done some re-recordings as well, and it's cool to see that they're out there still playing. The station that I was at before here, we had, like, just launched the station I worked at in Raleigh, so it was a new format, so we were all, like, the very first staff, and we wanted to do, like, this big sort of block party bash to celebrate the new station coming in. We actually got Everclear to play that party and kind of closed off a little block in downtown Raleigh. And it was funny, too, because it was probably more of just straight-up Everclear fans than anyone that gave a flip about our radio station. But either way, got two crowds mingling, and they were really cool. They were really cool guys, and it was fun.
Now, Art... That's the name
Art
of the
Alexakis or something.
Yes,
say
yeah. That's the name Alexakis. Of the front man there.
Uh-huh.
Back in 2019, he revealed that he has MS.
Yeah,
so he's still
he's
out
still
there performing
that,
with
this.
MS, which I think is great. And he's got to be close to 70 at this point too, because he was in his 30s. I want to say when they first hit in the 90s, and you know, math tells me that was a while ago. So he's got to be up there.
Let's see. He is.
It's a good inspirational story.
Born in 62.
Yeah, 62.
He's 64. Here you go.
All right, I gave him a couple more years. I'm sorry, Art.
No.
64 years old, has MS, and he's hanging out in Reynoldsburg at the Tomato Festival.
I bet you are blind as a bat that the hand you hold is the hand that holds you down. You do what you do. You say what you say. You always try to be everything to everyone.
I actually was listening to Lithium on Sirius XM, and Father of Mine came on from Everclear.
Mm-hmm.
And Samantha has heard the song before, but now she's of the age where she's actually starting to listen to the words of the song.
Yeah.
And she said to me, she goes, this is one of the saddest songs I ever heard in my life. And
yes.
It's like, yes, it is. And it's such a catchy, boppy sort of song.
That's what makes it
But if you
unique.
Listen to the lyrics of the song, it is heartbreakingly depressing.
I bet you never loved me then, and I guess you never will. It's a good song. Then
See,
he walked
really
away.
Song.
My daddy
you know
gave
what,
me a name.
Can you stop doing this? Because you're ruining his entire catalog.
Sorry.
There's a chance he's listening right now and just vomiting.
Just like Everclear.
Too hot.
All right, Teddy. More too hot. What do you got?
All right. This is from Bishop and Friends, and they were chatting on there how Caleb Downs, he's looked really good for my Cowboys, and of course he played safety here for the Buckeyes. And Bo mentioned how too bad they didn't have a safety like that in 2015 on the Buckeyes. So I'll play that, and in the background you might hear another fan employee in the background.
Uh-huh.
Maybe make some noise. Here we go.
You said Caleb Downs just covering guys in camp. He's not covering guys. He's covering CeeDee Lamb. Can you imagine if in 2015 we had a safety that could have covered like that in 15 with all that talent?
Shame.
Just too bad we didn't have one.
Yeah.
Too bad. I mean, if you had one in 15 that had covered like Downs, maybe go back to back.
Yeah, you're not losing. I mean, you're not losing weakness. A game. Just the talent. That one.
Just that
area.
One weakness. That one spot that just was a little weak, and it kept you from winning.
I don't
want to
say
titles.
They stunk, but you know,
pretty average by Buckeye standards.
Not great.
Those safeties back then are back here dancing like there's a pole or something. I don't know.
Oh, very well aware of nephew Tyvus's operation. Yeah, very well aware. Yeah, it's a shame. It really is.
You know what's funny about Tyvus Powell? He's on TV for Big Ten Network, but every single time he's around a camera, he acts like he's never been on camera before. He starts dancing and waving like he's in the crowd of the Today Show.
Well, he likes to have fun. Tyvus is a ball of energy.
He is.
I don't know if you've noticed that.
He's a ball of something.
And sometimes it's still, I mean, I could imagine he's still getting comfortable in different kinds of settings like today. We're still throwing new things at him. He was running the one chair when Joshua Perry was on the show today.
I didn't hear anything.
I think we're doing that tomorrow. I didn't catch it today either. He told me not to listen. Tyvus said, don't listen.
Why?
It's going to be terrible.
No, that's when you listen.
I know. He was saying bad things about himself. And I'm like, I don't know why you can't just do this and have fun. You should look forward to it.
He is looking forward to it.
Less structure, more fun.
But he wants to challenge himself. He wants to be the best Tyvus that he can be. And I respect that about him.
I do too. He wants to get the best numbers. He wants the show to be as good as it can possibly be. It's a good show.
All right, coming up tomorrow on this show at 5 o'clock. So Friday, if you're listening on podcast, Friday, 5 o'clock, we are debuting a new segment called Timmy Eats a Burger. Timmy goes out to different burger places around Central Ohio and eats a burger and tells you about it. And I think this is a fantastic thing. I've seen the video, which, by the way, there is video to accompany the audio. You will hear them both.
Yeah, it'll be cool. This is the first time that we've ever done this on the show.
So
where
if you're watching,
we made it mainly for radio,
right?
But the video is matching
it perfectly. If you're watching
on
YouTube live tomorrow, you'll see the video portion of this as well. So we're excited to debut this for you tomorrow, 5 o'clock. Don't miss it. There is a very special game going on tonight that we want to really sink our teeth into. We'll talk about that in 2 minutes. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got stop-and-go traffic causing around a 15-minute holdup if you're on eastbound 33 between Refugee Road and Hamilton Road. And there's a 5-minute delay on westbound 670 from 71 to Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by Speedway. Your day deserves a bit of spice. And the new hottest fire chicken sandwich from Speedway is just $4.99. Can you handle the heat? Try it for yourself at Speedway. Valid through 8/25/26. Participating stores only. Visit store for terms. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Common Man is one soiled bed sheet away from being Jeff Rimmer's legal guardian. This is Man and Timmy.
Mikey, there's an event tonight at 7:30, and it's pulling at my heartstrings. I really can't decide whether I like this or whether I'm fully against it. And I've been wrestling back and forth with myself every time I go and like watch some clips of the previous events that have been done, but just how this overall place has just sort of blown up. And this really hasn't started to happen until the last like 10 or 15 years. I'm talking about the Field of Dreams in Dyersville, Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever get to go?
I did.
I think we talked about this.
I went to go probably about 20 years ago.
So it was pristine. You went with your wife, didn't you?
Yes. I had either just gotten married or we're going to get married, but we went and we did the whole thing. We're playing catch on the field and we got to walk in and out of the corn. And at this time, they didn't have any other big structure built. I mean, there's a whole youth sports complex there now and like an 8,000 seat stadium, but there was none of that. It was just the wooden bleachers and the house and the corn and one little souvenir stand, but that was it.
That's what I'm talking about. And so, and we can use this for a lot of things, right? You could take a one-off movie that you thought should have just been left just as it was, like Taken, right? Why do the 2 and the 3 or whatever? We got to like shove it down your throat and do all that stuff. I understand how there's maybe more that we can do because that site became so iconic and because it's baseball. And if there's something that we can do to highlight a Major League Baseball game or some youth baseball games and they get to be a part of that, that could be special and that could be very cool too. But I really do just wonder if the way that you got to experience it, because I've still never been there and I still think I'm going to go. But again, it's been sort of, I could have gone anytime I wanted. You know, I can take a few days off work, get in the car. I'd probably do the drive. I'd probably go and catch a game in Chicago, or maybe I might what's next closest? Is it close to get to a Minnesota Twins game from there?
Yeah.
Pop up, get back down, maybe check out the Brewers, whatever. Check a few more ballparks off the list. Not like I'm trying to do all of them, but I enjoy going to ballparks. But I really feel like I missed the boat on getting to do it.
You probably
when
did.
It was in its movie
heyday.
Scene like heyday.
But here's where I come down on that. I understand what you're saying. And I don't necessarily, I haven't been there since they totally commercialized everything over there. But ultimately, how many more people, because Major League Baseball is doing these games, how many more people are going to be exposed to that movie?
Right? That's my hope.
And look, there's no way that, you know, you're watching that game with your dad or whatever, and then your dad says, hey, why don't we watch the actual movie? You know, kids who are way too young to have enjoyed that movie when we were kids.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe in movies like that would fade away. They'd fade into time. No one really talk about them. Oh, that 80s movie about the corn and the baseball. Yeah, who the hell cares? But because it's still relevant today in many different ways, it's bringing a whole new audience of fans to that movie.
It's
and
true.
They're going to be quoting that movie just like you and I ad nauseam quote that movie.
It's fun to quote, and it's not only like does the movie have its good bit of humor, like it's kind of raw, it's kind of authentic, and I don't think anybody, that's like the best kinds of movies. I don't think anybody really knew how big that this thing was going to be when they were making it. By all accounts, everyone that I've asked about the book, my sister-in-law who reviews books for her living, like she was like, the book sucks. Like the movie's way better. Like this.
I never read the book.
I haven't either, but it's something by like Joe P. Kinsella. Like the last name is the author of the book. It's got I forget what it's called. It's not called Field of Dreams. It's something maybe Shoeless Joe or Shoeless This or Shoeless That. I don't know, but I think about it a lot, and as I've gone back and watched like some of the clips, it still does give me goosebumps. Like the first one, I think it was the first one they did, Costner came out of the corn, and they were just playing music over the loudspeakers.
He's going to be involved in the broadcast tonight, too.
He's going to be hanging out in the booth.
I don't know how. Yeah. No, he may come out of the corn again. I have no idea.
True, and it's Netflix, so don't screw this up, Netflix. You've been struggling with your first couple of baseball broadcasts.
Yeah,
keep it simple, guys. Like, play the high notes of the movie. But when I've watched, like, the player entrances in the past, like that first one when Costner came out, I think it was the Yankees and somebody.
The White Sox.
Yankees and Sox, right. Costner came out. He didn't say anything. He just, like, walked. He did, like, a serious slow walk. He was just holding the baseball, and he was wearing, like, the white shirt. Almost just looked like Ray Kinsella, like, with the khakis and the white shirt. And then when the guys, like the four or five best players on each team, just slowly walked out of the corn back in the outfield, I was just, I just had like shivers. And this is just for the MLB game. And they built this huge eyesore of a, and you could, maybe they did it right. Like they tried, you got to put a fence in there. And so they put like outlines of the corn stalks in the fence. They remove that, obviously, so you can actually walk through the real corn. Then they put that thing back up. But it started off as a makeshift stadium, and now it's just become a permanent stadium.
Right.
With a big youth sports complex and everything. So I wondered about that. I did bring an audio game because I did this maybe last year on a Timmy Time. So I have a couple of Finish the Line.
Oh, all right.
Audio,
if you
want to play this. So here's clip one. This is when Ray Kinsella is going to try to find Terrence Mann. Listen to this. Tell me if you can guess what comes next.
Al, hey. Back to the 60s.
Wait a
back.
Second.
There's no place for you here in the future. Get back while you still can.
You've changed. You know that?
All right. You've changed. You know that? He's pushing him out of the apartment.
Right.
What does he say next? What does Terrence say to him?
I think he says something like, maybe I have or something.
He's like, yeah? Yeah?
Peace, love, dope. Now get the hell out of here.
Yes, I suppose I have. How about this? Peace, love, dope. Now get the hell out of here.
It's very good.
Right,
then that's
where
he comes. Then he comes back in with the gun,
right?
With the gun in the jacket
pocket.
He's got
the finger in his pocket.
Yeah, finger in his pocket. Show me that. You know, I'm not going to show you my gun. You're a pacifist. Shoot. All right, so here's a part with Shoeless Joe Jackson, Ray Liotta in it. So they get to the diamond. I think Archie Graham is there, too, and he's calling out some players.
We had to beat him off with a stick.
Hey, that's Smokey Joe Wood. And Mel Ott. He
Gil Hodges.
Well, Ty Cobb wanted to play.
But none of us could stand the son of a bitch when he was alive, so we told him to stick it!
None of us could stand a son of a bitch when we were alive, so we told him to stick it!
One of my all-time favorite laughs in movie history.
Ray Liotta had a great laugh, man. The Ray Liotta. May he rest in peace. I hope he comes out of the corn tonight.
He did die, didn't he?
Yeah.
Think about that. Man, okay, here's one with Archie Graham.
All right, those first two were high and tight. So what do you think the next one's going to be?
Well, either Low and Away or In My Ear.
Low and Away or In My Ear. What does Shoeless Joe say back to him?
He's not going to want to load the bases. So look for Low and Away, but watch out for In Your Ear.
He's not going to want to load the bases, so look for Low and Away.
Right.
But watch out for In Your Ear.
The pause is great. You're batting 1,000 already. This is good. All right, last one. This is our favorite a-hole, Mark, right? Our guy.
You're interrupting the game, Mark.
No, that's not the one. Here's your clip.
You build a baseball field in the middle of nowhere, and you sit here and you stare at nothing.
Not nothing.
Okay.
Turn your damn daughter into a space cadet.
And you turn your daughter into a damn space cadet.
Get your hands off her.
I'm trying to help you, damn it.
He does one of the most egregious things I've ever seen.
He didn't throw
by a character.
He didn't throw her off the bleachers.
He lifted her up and shook her.
He was just trying to display.
What are you excusing?
She's
sitting there eating a hot dog, and he lifts her up in anger and shakes her, and then just drops her off of a bleacher.
It was an accident.
She should have been dead.
I'm going to step up for Mark. I think Mark is one of the most misunderstood characters. No, he's not like Paulie.
She should have been dead.
Because
you just killed your niece if it wasn't for Moonlight Graham.
Mark can't see what everybody else sees. He assumed the man that married his daughter is a total lunatic and they're going towards financial ruin.
It shouldn't matter enough to harm a little girl.
He's not trying to harm her. He's trying to shake her so they finally would wake up.
Shake Ray Kinsella. If you're going to shake somebody, grab Costner by the shirt and shake him into oblivion.
I think we're...
He's rude to Terrence Mann, right?
He doesn't believe that he's Terrence Mann.
Well, that's your problem. How do you do him, Terrence Mann? Hey, how do you do him, the Easter Bunny?
Well,
you jerk?
Terrence Mann was one of the more elusive figures in American history at that. In this fictional world, no one knew where Terrence Mann was.
He
was a great author that had fallen off the face of the earth.
I don't know why.
I'm sticking up for Mark.
I don't know why.
I really am. And here's another reason why.
He was all right until, like, we got to this part, and then
There's another reason why I'm sticking up for Mark.
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's little visitor now. Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
Mark would have hated it.
Hated AIDS?
He would have hated the joke. He wouldn't have liked any of it.
No, he would appreciate the joke.
Mm.
Back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a bit of a slowdown due to an accident that's on southbound 270 on the east outer belt before US 33. And there's a 10-minute delay on westbound 270 on the north outer belt from 161 to 71. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Prepare for the cooler weather ahead at your local AAA Tire and Auto Service. Their fall maintenance package includes an oil change, tire rotation, windshield wiper replacement, and more for just $119.99. Offer valid through August 31st. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Track.
The Reds are on The Fan's family of stations all season long. If you don't listen, Terry Francona will ride his scooter to your house and yell at you. Your home of the Reds. The Fan. The Fan 2 and The Fan 3.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub. Home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show is the Beamer. Brandon Beam, hello, Beamer.
Common man Timmy, happy Thursday to you.
I apologize for how loud this man was in the commercial break. Jesus Christ.
What's the matter?
Shut up. You're just...
I got phlegm. I got to clear it because I'm going on the radio.
And then you're doing the...
So that's what I walked into.
Yeti style yawn, whatever that would be. A Palomono? Like, what are we doing?
Chewbacca mix?
Yeah, it was like a Chewbacca mix with a yawn.
The older you get, the more random noises just come out of your body.
I understand.
I can't just
that.
Yawn like a regular person anymore. Now it's a. Now it's that.
Have your sneezes become louder as well?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I think so. Although I will say this.
A sneeze that could like start an earthquake
I
and throw your back out.
I have never met a person who sneezes louder than Adam King.
He's a loud sneeze.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yep. It scares you.
Paul scares me when he sneezes.
That's a scary sneeze as well. Yep.
I love it.
Do you, Beam, sneeze. You make a lot of noises just around the house, don't you?
Yeah, usually mine are cuss words at myself for doing something dumb.
No, I'm not talking about the cussing.
It's the funniest clip we have in the dad.
Sneeze.
Excuse me.
They're so funny.
Excuse me.
You know what?
Excuse me. I'll lend it. Excuse me.
What's the biggest problem?
Beaver loves it,
that's
man.
That's
so funny.
That's your thing?
I like love
the Keel sneeze. Yes.
Oh, my God.
This is like your feather on the back of the neck.
This is the best one.
Excuse me.
Because you can really get the whole...
That sounds like it
moisture.
Hurts.
All the moisture.
It sounds like he's trying to compress, right?
Yeah.
Because he's in broadcast mode. In real life, he's got just a gargantuan sneeze.
I don't know how he...
Bless me to the Ohio State IMG Sports Network.
What a pro. What a pro that guy is.
He's got to be on top of it, man. But no, I'm not talking about cussing. I just mean you're tying your shoes. You're putting your socks on. You just lay down on the couch. It's just a...
Yeah, I grunt. Yeah.
You're just reaching for the bag of chips on the ottoman.
We all do
it. Got it. I don't think we need to do it.
We don't need
to
do
it. We just like to do it.
We just do it.
Yeah, you think Chris Collinsworth grunts?
I gotta tell you.
What do you think Chris Collinsworth sounds like when he's constipated? He's really trying to pinch out a loaf.
I think his octaves go up.
Sitting here watching the iPad and, you know, going over film. And I don't know if Patrick Mahomes is going to be ready or if Justin Fields is. Oh, that feels a lot better.
Did you get it out there?
Yeah, honey.
Chris?
Everything's going. Everything's fine now.
Too hot. All right, it's too hot with Teddy. Do you have more sound for
I
us,
got
Teddy?
More, yeah, if you want some. All right.
Come on.
Bill Simmons, of course, he has his own podcast that he does, and he had quite the take the other day about wearing a seatbelt. Here we go.
Well, as you know from driving with me, I never buckle it, and I just wait the minute until it stops doing the noise.
Well, you don't buckle your seatbelt ever?
Nah, not really.
That's a terrible.
Well, I know. I'm not proud wrong? Of it. I'm not proud of it. I just don't like seatbelts. I know. Listen, I know I'll get skewered. I'm a bad example. Sometimes I'll put them on. If I'm going like, you know, 95 on the highway, I might throw it on there. But
I mean, that's a whole nother podcast.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not going to defend it.
I hope he goes right through the windshield and dies. I really do.
On an empty road.
I really
into
do.
Into a tree.
First of all,
what are we doing, Bill?
Even if you do
that's
that,
dumb.
Which you shouldn't do.
Idiot.
In 2026, what the hell are we doing? But why would you be so stupid as to say it?
Also, it would drive me nuts hearing
the beeping.
Hearing the beeping.
I know.
But he did say he wasn't proud of it. So does that absolve?
I don't think
absolve
so.
It? You're still putting it out there. Oh, but if I'm going 100 on the highway, then I'll put it
that's
on.
That's when I wouldn't want to put
not
it
gonna
on.
Matter.
Right.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
You really want to get thrown out.
Anything.
Yeah.
At that point.
All right. What else you got, Teddy? Give me one more.
All right. On Bishop and Friends, Bo had quite the take on our friend, James Laurinaitis. And here's what he had to say.
I believe I had that our guy Threes is going to be the head coach around here at some point. I just think that feels predestined at this point. It's weird because I'm not in a position. He's a buddy and all of those things. But I just am so proud of the stuff that he is doing to continue to tie the past with the present and the future. And He's just a culture tornado. The thing that he did when he was on with us on Thursday, where he's handing out those Buckeye Grove trees to everybody, or T-shirts with the Buckeye Grove on them. It's just such those little things that he's doing that he it just tracks. He's going to be a head coach somewhere. I don't know where Cersei and the girls and little Mav want to live. I don't know where any of that's going to be. But he's going to be a head coach somewhere. He's going to be ultra successful. I would not be shocked if at some point down the road it's here. He just is checking every single box you'd want to check for someone in the position that he's in.
I co-sign that. My only hesitation is that James Laurinaitis may be too normal to be a head coach.
Yeah, but I think he can turn the football stuff on pretty quickly. You know, like there's normal James that is a very nice guy, but I think when he needs to chew someone out or talk ball, like I think he can flip into a different mode.
I think we've heard, football James. You don't make it at Ohio State. You don't make it as long as you did in the NFL if you don't have that football side to you. We just heard that clip earlier this week of him talking about, you know, what the culture is and how, because I mean, you know that Beam, like it's one of the most shocking things about this place is that there just has not been the dip. James was speaking to that, and he was saying, you know, it's the foundation, the foundational things, it's the players and the culture.
I have them
that take it through.
Talking to who's he talking to? Bishop or T-Bone and Tyvus?
Bishop, I believe.
Okay, yeah. Here we go. Let's take a listen to it.
Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop. Then I thought somebody
obviously
was barbecue.
You weren't going
to
play.
I said, "Oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire." Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh, what a surprise.
I know I held off. I didn't talk over.
What a surprise. Right?
Beamer,
let the clip finish.
What's coming up on the Buckeye Show tonight?
Guys, coming up tonight, two full hours. Austin Ward is hanging out with me this evening. He was over at the Woody a little bit earlier today. Got a chance to check in with Matt Patricia and some defensive Buckeyes. So that's what's coming up tonight.
Buckeye Show, top of the hour, right here on The Fan. Back page.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Stop it.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
I see some of our fine listeners have crashed Ted's party back there. We're getting ready to do a little pizza party for some of our listeners, so that's going
to
be fun
Teddy,
here tonight.
Teddy, how tempted are you when you have guests in there just to rip ass? I mean, they're trapped.
I already did. It's amazing how warm it gets in here. Just you put like 10 more people in here and the temperature goes up like 20 degrees.
Well, it's a lot of body heat.
Hot box in
there
now.
Small area.
Yeah. Yeah. I was talking to our friend here at work, Cal. So Cal does the janitorial stuff around here. He's a fun dude. And he, forget about ESPN 8, the Ocho. I don't know where he finds some of this stuff, but he came to my desk today asking me, he had something on his phone asking me if I've ever seen any of this. And I was like, no, what is this? And he found something called PBG. This is called Pit Boss Grappling. Says that it's an alternative combat sport and Brazilian jiu-jitsu promo based in Castle Rock, Colorado. Basically what it is there's like fake knives and guns. And you dress kind of like you're a secret. You like wear a suit or something. Like you dress like you're Bond or something like that. And it's basically that and the first one that can get to the gun and like point it and like shoot it in your way or grab the knife and like, God, like get at you.
How quickly do you think I would take your weapon from you?
See, that's the thing. You'd think you that easily?
Yeah, pretty easily.
You'd get me good.
Them's fighting words
there's
now.
Sometimes there's like a plastic axe in there too. They're like throwing the axe at each other.
One.
You can like dodge it.
Somebody just replaces the plastic axe with the real one, throw it right at a guy's head,
and sticks right in his forehead.
I'd bring a wrench, just like dodgeball.
You would definitely clobber
Chuck
me with
it
that.
Right at your head.
All right, Buckeye Show is next. We'll see you tomorrow. Big Friday show, including the premiere of Timmy Eats a Burger. Don't miss it. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is a little slow on southbound 270 on the East Outer Belt between Morse Road and 670. We also have a slowdown on southbound 270 on the West Outer Belt from Cemetery Road to Roberts Road. This report is sponsored by Coda. Beat the heat this summer on Coda's cool, comfortable rides. Just tap your phone or card to hop on and show up refreshed while others sweat it out in traffic. Plan your ride at Coda.com. That's COTA.com. Beat the heat this summer on Coda's cool, comfortable rides. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.